blessed be our thrall. We have emerged triumphant from all our foes. Through the crucible unscathed, we passed victorious. Our trumpets pealing the glorious song. Play it, sing it, all hail Biafra. All hail Biafra. We shall always remember all that perished in the struggle for our freedom. All hail our heroes. Our prayer shall be known both day and night.
Good afternoon, wonderful people, great Biafrans, wherever you are on the face of this very earth. Once again, we welcome you to Radio Biafra live transmission on this very day, the 12th day of October in the year of our Lord 2014. The time here now is approaching 4 minutes past 1 p.m. in the afternoon in my beloved Biafra land. It is exactly the same number of minutes past 7 p.m. in the evening, the same time we have in London and anywhere you are, the same number of minutes past the top of the hour. It is my unique pleasure and privilege to welcome you to Radio Biafra, unadulterated, undiluted transmission on this very day in the presence of the very people serving their country in truth and honesty here in Houston, in Texas, USA. I came here on a mission, and that mission has been accomplished. Therefore, wherever you are, I must welcome you. This is your radio station. This is Radio Biafra. We say good morning, good afternoon, good evening, and good night to some of you. Those of you who are indefatigable, those of you who are relentless, those of you that believe in the mercy and the grace of the Almighty God, Chukwu Abiama, that his will be done in our lives, in this present generation, in this age, that Biafra may come in truth and in all honesty. That is why every praise here, as always, every adoration, every prayer we utter, everything that we mutter to ourselves in solemn submission to the will of the Almighty God is done so via the name of Chukwu Abiama and no other, because only Chukwu Abiama is God. We don't change. I may have been off air for a while doing very necessary work for my country, making contacts, making investigations, trying to find out the best way for us to move ahead in terms of realizing this very singular dream of the accomplishment of the restoration of the absolute and uncompromising sovereignty of the Republic of Biafra. That is where we are born. That is what we are going to do. Even if we have to die in the process, so be it. People think that Biafra is a child's play. You do it in the morning and then, are they still there? What a very foolish question to ask. Don't you know I have to work for my country? Do you think that everything I do, I will announce on radio? The answer is no. You must keep the faith. You must persevere. You must be very strong. You must be very resolute. You must be indefatigable. You must be very, very strong. You don't move from where you are. You must be very loyal to authority. Very, very important. We are not running a chaotic outfit. This is the indigenous people of Biafra. Wherever we are in the world, including here in the USA, we are known as Biafrans in the USA. But part of this very global phenomenon, we are called the indigenous people of Biafra. Anybody privileged enough to listen to my interview on Mike Eisler's show in Los Angeles yesterday will understand how serious we are about what we are doing, how far our message is going, and those of them prepared to propagate this very message, we do not change. I believe that Biafra is going to come and come in truth and honesty, and in so doing, if the option they give to us is war, then we shall go to war. If the option they give us is to be free, then we shall be free. If they give us the option of remaining in that damnable entity, that very zoological republic, then the outcome will be chaos. The outcome will be the setting back of known civilizations for thousands of years. The outcome will be complete and utter destruction of every living organism in that space. We made a promise, and that promise we must live up to. That is what I have been doing all these days, to ensure that the promise we made our people, that we live up to it. And this is Radio Biafra, your platform, your radio station. And as always, we do not fail. We don't prevaricate. I may be busy. It doesn't mean I am unable or unwilling to broadcast. That is inconceivable. Our people give up too easily. That is why we fought a war for 3 years and gave up. Southern Sudan fought for 30 years and they succeeded. That is a very big difference. We are trying to bring up our people to understand the meaning of the word resilience. That you must persevere, you must continue. Those of them who are doing the work of the enemy, the work of Satan, we understand them. We know what they're capable of doing, but they've all failed already. That is why on this very platform, anybody cavorting with Nigerian politicians, anybody dealing with agents of Nigerian politicians, you're on your own. You can never be regarded as part of this very Biafran family. It is impossible to do so. Once you're out, you are out. Once you're put out to pasture, that is the end of you. You must understand that very, very clearly. We need a nucleus of people who are determined, who are very resolute, who are strong, both mentally and physically. We don't need whims. We don't need those that run after politicians. We don't need people who sell their conscience very easily. We don't need those who cannot stand the heat in the kitchen. We don't need those who cannot articulate a way out of their own mess they're in. Talk less of Biafra. We do not need people who don't understand the spiritual dimension we must follow. We don't need people who don't understand what Biafra represents. We do not need people who do not acknowledge Kwa Biama as God. We don't need people who do not know the essence of having Biafra in the first place. We need those with a bit of pride and dignity, those willing to do everything humanly possible to ensure the restoration of God's own kingdom upon the face of this very earth. They are the ones we preach to. They are the ones we appeal to because of them, Chukwu Abiyama will indeed have mercy and Biafra will come. We don't retreat and we do not surrender. We are extremely resolute. There is nothing we are going to do if not to bring about the coming of Biafra in truth and honesty. Anything else is inconsequential. Inconsequential. What we do here is Biafra morning, noon and night. I may not be opportune to broadcast. It doesn't mean that Biafra is not going on. Of course it is going on. And that is what we are here to ensure. That is what we are here to reassure you about. And that is what we are here to do. This very blessed day onwards and beyond, that Biafra is going to come through the preaching that comes from this very platform. Because here we preach the gospel according to Chukwu Abiyama himself. How he directs us to preach is what we preach. Here we don't see white and say it is black. Here we don't see something and say it is another. Here we call it the way it is. Most people will not like it, but quite frankly, we don't give a damn. That is why black people are backwards. That is why they are primitive in their conception. That is why they are incapable of modern innovation, because they fail to embrace the fundamentals of life, that you need to be consistent. You don't change. I do not change. I don't abandon my friends. I don't expect them to abandon me either. That is why this Biafra we are doing this time around, we know it's going to come. Everybody with every bad intention, everybody incapable of understanding the seriousness, the depth of what we are doing, cannot be a part of us. Anybody fueled by envy and by jealousy and greed cannot be a part of what we are doing. Those who are naturally disloyal cannot be a part of what we are doing, because we cannot afford to give you command in the field of battle and you come back and say you disobey. You will be summarily executed. Not possible in what we are doing. What we are doing is very, very serious, extremely serious. And very soon the world will know how serious we are. Just wait a little bit for us. Our defense fund is going very well, or not so well in certain areas, but we do not care. Chukwu Abiyama has a way of providing. There is nothing we want to do which we have not done before. People are about to be astonished. Then they will know how serious we are. Right now is a child's play. Oh, they talk on radio. It's radio. They are broadcasting, sensitizing our people. We are coming. Very short while we are going to come. Then you know how serious we are. Then you will know that indeed these people are fanatical about their country. I am not a patriot. I am fanatical about my country. I am prepared to die for what I believe in. Are you prepared to die for the lies you also believe in? That is the big question. Not sure most of you can. This is Radio Biafra. Once again, you must tell those around you. We are on radiobiafra.co as always. We are on satellite because we are a satellite broadcaster. A phenomenon to be reckoned with all over the world. People are listening very attentively, very passionately to this very gospel coming from this very radio station unlike any other. There is no other radio station on earth like Radio Biafra. They have not built one. Not one. Everywhere around the world, men stop in rapturous attention to listen to the message coming from this very platform. We don't change. We may be busy working for our country, but we do not change. Biafra, morning, noon and night, everything we do, the air we breathe, all that we encompass, all that we see before us, all that make up the various constituents of our body, everything that we represent is Biafra. Nothing more, nothing less. You may not understand it because if you're not in the spirit, you will not understand it. But we ask you to tell your friends, please, to go to radiobiafra.co. They must also, as a matter of fact, go to their satellite. We are on 17 degrees east. Any satellite at all that you possess, point it towards 17 degrees east. You'll be able to get us. Tune your decoders. We are also there. If you go to Radio Biafra, as I earlier offered, you will get us radiobiafra.co. You can Google it if you prefer. Anything you want to do, if you are so lost, you don't know what to do, go to Google, type in, how do I listen to Radio Biafra? That is all. You'll be pointed in the right direction. And here on this very platform, you will hear opinions and views from all over the world, ranging from one end of the spectrum to another, because here we allow free speech. Here is a platform where men and women can offer their opinion unrestricted, uncensored, that the world may be able to hear them. This is the only place you can call from one country and the rest of humanity will be able to hear you. There is no other place like Radio Biafra. There is only one Radio Biafra. Only one, not two, not three, not four. And we thank Chukwuma Biama for that very privilege to serve the very wonderful and glorious people of Biafra. And we want them to live up to that very name. And the time is fast approaching when all will be demanded of them in order to demonstrate their seriousness to go and inhabit that very land that Chukwuma Biama bequeathed to their ancestors. Time is coming and coming pretty fast. And we should be able to rise up and live up to this very challenge. We welcome you wherever you are. Our lines, as always, will be open. I don't have a line here in the USA. They must provide one for us. We need a line in the USA, a number that starts with +1 or 01, that the world may know that we are here. There are a bunch of idiots that say, oh, when he comes to America, if he comes to Texas, there's an office, I'm carrying a file in it. I have my stapler. I'm here in Texas. I'm in Houston. I have come to America. All those pathetic, wretched noisemakers, I am here now. You can call me and tell me where you want us to meet. We are live on air. I will be in New York. I will be in Washington. Wherever these idiots and vagabonds are, I am here to meet them head on. Idiots. I'm here to meet all of them. The number here in the USA is +1 30. I'll be given one by Engineer Anya. It is here. +1 301 455 0460. That is the number here in the USA. I repeat. Please, can somebody make this available to Carol Monday, to HMFO, and to all the Facebook admins to publicize this extensively on all platforms where we have presence. Everywhere, you must tell them. +1 301 455 0460. This is the number we shall be using. I don't know if it is only for today. It's Engineer Anya's number, I believe. Is it, Engineer?
Yes.
It is your number. We need another number to continue to do our broadcast because I'll be leaving Houston tomorrow, possibly, to travel to all other parts of the USA to continue the dissemination of this very glorious gospel. We'll get a number that is far more permanent, but for the purposes of this very program, this very fine afternoon here and evening in Biafra land and whatever time it is, wherever you are, the number is +1 301 455 0460. I repeat, +1 or 01 301 455 0460. This is Radio Biafra. We are also on our numbers, also the universal number that never changes, +44 or 0044 208 133 9976. That number never changes. It's consistent, follows me about everywhere I go to. And with that very number, you will be able to get this very marvelous radio station, the first of its kind on the face of the planet, the largest indigenous broadcaster anywhere in the world, with listenership running into millions, even people listen while under the bed. Have you had any radio station before that people listen to whilst lying about it? You ask them, what is it? They say, no, it's nothing. It's, I'm playing music from Rihanna. When indeed they are listening to Radio Biafra, because we are addictive, because we speak the truth here on this very platform. And who doesn't want to get close to the truth? Even the liars want to know what the truth is all about. This is Radio Biafra once again, plus 44208-133-9976. We are on Skype. We are on Tango. We are on Viber. Radio Biafra is our Skype ID. Also, we are on Radio Biafra 1. And when our lines will open, because definitely it will open, when it does open, please, we will invite you to call us. Your views will be aired on Radio Biafra. The whole world, humanity will hear you. Everywhere. Ebeni no wasotru. The whole world will be able to hear you. And you will be able to offer us your views, your opinions, whatever you are thinking. And we shall be able to acknowledge and absorb all of them and inculcate them in the propagation of our message and in our quest for the absolute restoration of the divine sovereignty of the blessed land that God gave to his children, the children of Biafra. We are here to accomplish it. I will then very hastily, without further hesitation, I hasten to add, and also invite the very eminent barrister. If he is disposed to join us, please come to me via plus 44208-133-9976. I repeat, for the barrister himself, he can also come to me via this very line, plus 44208-133-9976. After the barrister, every other person can call, because barrister is very important, and so also are the men here assembled, the creme de la creme of what we are doing here in the USA. Those that have made sure that the United States of America banned Boko Haram. We made it possible. Nobody else did. We are here to continue that very work. We are here in the USA to continue talking to those who are willing and prepared to absorb, listen to the truth, and accept what is to become of the damnable entity, the satanic creation called Nigeria. We are here to preach this very gospel. And this gospel is about the restoration of our land. And we are going to do so. People are calling us already, as we expect them to. This is Radio Biafra, after all, the most popular radio station of its kind anywhere on the face of the planet. I must go to those of them here. And I do pray that our new microphone is working. The one I came with wasn't working. We had to go and get one. I do hope and pray this is working. This is Radio Biafra. Please, whatever they told you in the shop, try and see if that will work, please. Engineer, go ahead.
Director, please, can you hear me?
Wonderful. Live and direct, please go ahead.
Hello, Biafrans, friends of Biafra, and lovers of freedom. My name is Clifford Chukwuemeka Irwanya. I come from Arondi Onyemobi, also known as Umuchukwu, in Uguta local government area, in Biafra land, and I reside in Houston, Texas. I'm using this opportunity to welcome you all to today's broadcast. Wherever you are, please stay tuned, don't change your dial, and more importantly, inform your friends and inform others to tune in to the broadcast today. I welcome you, and I say, Mechukwu Abiama bless you and touch your heart so that you will be able to absorb the message and join us in the restoration of the sovereignty of that sceptered and holy land called Biafra. Thank you.
Thank you very much. And I also forgot to add rather very hastily that we have the coordinators line. It is also working, rapid response 68 for all our coordinators and principal officers of state. Should you wish to participate, should you wish to announce, should you wish to bring to our attention any happenings around where you are in charge or in control of, you can come to us via Rapid Response 68. This is Radio Biafra, and we are live and direct from Houston here in Texas, USA. Please go ahead.
Hello, my name is Iken Nawanenye. Iken Nawanenye, I'm from Obahazaji in Oru local government, Imo State, Biafra land. I live in Los Angeles. We came down here in Houston for a very important meeting. I use this opportunity to welcome all the Biafrans, friends of Biafra, and also the enemies of Biafra to listen to this wonderful broadcast. And also I want to inform all my coordinators, zonal coordinators, to also listen, and especially the ones that are in New York, to get ready, because we're going to be broadcasting in New York too. I'll inform you about that later on. I use this opportunity to thank you all to listen to our nice broadcast. I'll stand by.
Thank you. Thank you very, very much for that. Thank you very much for that. Thank you.
My fellow Biafra friends, this is Martin Chilobe, the coordinator from Austin, Texas. I work for the indigenous people of Biafra in Austin, Texas, and the Austin surrounding cities. I'm from Newe, and Newe is currently in Anambra State, from the wonderful land that we call Biafra. Director, I welcome you. Thanks again for coming. You are very welcome. And I thank Chukwu Abiam as well for having guided you so far, having protected and nurtured you so far, because you are very important to us. I ask my fellow Biafrans, as you listen today.
Chidobe, you wait for me, please. 1 second. I'm telling Barrister, I'm sure you can hear me. Barrister, please disengage from this very line and come to us via +44208, please, for +44208. Thank you very much. Please continue.
Absolutely. Thank you. My fellow Biafrans, wherever you may be, you are very welcome. I ask you to please get your family, get your friends, let everyone know that the broadcast is going on, and let them understand that it's being hosted today by our formidable Nnamdi Kanu. Get everyone to join and listen, and please, please, please try to make something out of what you hear for today. We all assemble here in Houston on a very important meeting that it's been ongoing through this morning, working for our country, and that's what is expected of every one of us. We owe a duty to ourselves, because in the end, it's all in our hands to get our country back, because nobody can do certain things for you. There are things that you yourself have to do for your own country. And we have to all participate. Let's put heads together, come up with solutions. If we have a problem, let's plot on solutions to overcome the problem. And we march on, just like every other people have done throughout history. Please, as you listen today, reason. And if you do have any question, you can call us and ask any question that you have in mind. It's an open forum. You are welcome to call in anytime. Make your suggestions. Okay. I thank you very much for listening. Please, Director, I will stand by.
Of course you will. And thank you for coming all the way from Austin, Texas. That is Martin Chilobe, who happens to be our coordinator in that part of the world. Before that was Ikenawononenyi, our entire U.S. overall national here. And before that is the very credible, the man who doesn't need much introduction, the very venerable, I would say, engineer and Dr. Clifford Iranya, who we are very close to his house, as a matter of fact. And the wife has been taking wonderful care of us with assortment of meals. And it is wonderful to be in this part of the world. And the very great lady herself, Mrs. Our Lady, I would say, Iranya, we are very grateful for the hospitality. It's been amazing so far. It's been amazing. This is your radio station. This is Radio Biafra. Once again, I must invite the barrister. The barrister tried to join me before. I want the barrister to come to me via +44208133-9976. For all other callers, when our lines open, you will come to us via that same line as well, +44208133-9976. And the barrister has joined me, as I expect him to. I expect him to join us, and he has done so. It is my duty to go straight away to him and invite the very eminent barrister himself. There are not very eminent barristers that you have, but this is one of a kind. Barrister Mamezu, can you hear me?
Yes, Director, good evening to all of you there attending us.
Good evening.
So I don't know if the line is steady. Sounds a bit shaky.
No, it's fine here. We can hear you very well. Please continue. It is clear here. Go ahead.
No, it's a serious broadcast because of the line and the attack.
Barrister, you are actually right. Barrister, you are right. You are abundantly correct. Please come to me via my own private line, please, if you can. Barrister, if you can hear me, Uche Mefo, if you're listening, tell the barrister to come to me via my own private line. He knows the line. He should be able to come to me via that very line. That one is indeed a bit shaky, and we can no longer rely upon it. Barrister, please come to me via my own very personal and private line. I will be able to take your call because I would like you to speak that the world may hear. This is Radio Biafra once again, and we welcome each and every one of you. I was hoping to speak to the barrister before we go on to the news headlines and accompanying news summary. Uche Mefo, if you're listening, if anybody is listening, barrister should come to me via my own very private line. That is the best way forward. That is the best thing for us to do. Wherever you are, we are welcoming you. We have been suffering, as the barrister was saying, a lot of very severe and sustained attacks by forces of the underworld, by forces of darkness, those of them paid by good luck Jonathan to try and destroy what we are doing. They are the ones attacking us. Barrister should please come to me via my own private line, via my private line if he can. My private line, please, barrister, if you can. My own private line that ends with 444-4444, please, if you can. Very, very important. Thank you very, very much. By way of headlines today, as we wait for the barrister to join us, we are reporting why the United States ambassador to the zoo, why we won't sell arms to that very place, why we will not sell any arms to the Zoological Republic, according to the United States ambassador. I was here yesterday. There was an interview on Mike Eisler's show, also featuring our beloved friend, the friend of Biafrans all over the world, Terry Paulson. Those of them making it possible for all the well-meaning, well-heeled, well-connected people in the USA with the help of our brother, I'm not at liberty to mention his name, to ensure that Americans, the middle-class America, connects with what we are doing and comes to our aid and rescue. And that is going to happen, as they have assured us. That is going to happen. I will now go to the barrister, whom I believe has finally joined me via a secure line, for the barrister to once again very graciously acknowledge the wonderful presence of Biafrans all over the world. Please, barrister, go ahead if you can hear me.
Yeah, thank you, director. I think this line is more steady.
It is, yes. Go ahead.
Let me repeat myself once again, fellow Biafrans in Kansas. Director has arrived. Of course, I was saying earlier, but it's been a while we have not done a sustained broadcast because of all the attacks we've been receiving. But I'm sure now everything is over, as we will always bounce back. Good evening to all of you, whatever you are, East, West, North, or South. We are here again, PM, to talk to Biafrans worldwide, to alert you that our quest for Biafra restoration will never cease until Biafra is restored. Yes, of course. We are meeting obstacles, shaky things, but we'll overcome them. That is what will confront any human being that is trying to do something tangible, that is trying to achieve something tangible. You will face obstacles, and you will overcome all of them. That is how your resolves are tested. That is how you know you're resilient. If you can overcome obstacles, then you become the winner. That's why we are here. Dear friends, we came back to you this evening to discuss with you and to bring up ideas on how to solve, bring about the restoration of Biafra. Wherever you are, bring out your opinion, bring out your ideas. Of course, your financial support should never be overlooked. Even the Bible says it. Business without money will collapse. We should all be aware of this, that whatever you do in life, if you don't back it up with money, you are going nowhere. We ask you, therefore, to listen to Radio Biafra and to do what you deem fit, what you deem fit to sustain Radio Biafra and to sustain Biafra struggle. Because together, we are going home. Director, I will stay tuned.
Of course you will.
For the news.
Thank you very much. Thank you. The voice of the very eminent barrister himself, unmistakable, as always, very resolute, very determined, unshakable in his love for his country and his willingness to serve, which is never in doubt. This is your platform. Once again, we welcome you wherever you are. This is Radio Biafra. We are live. We are direct. We are in Houston, which is in Texas. Texas is in the USA. And we are here to continue doing very important contacts and work for our country. Because when we make a promise, we deliver on it. We have never failed before. That is one thing that our detractors do not understand. We have never failed to deliver on anything we say we are going to do. Therefore, we are not going to start now. We said that things will happen, and they will happen. And when they happen, you will know that we told you so. This is Radio Biafra, the U.S. ambassador to the zoo. Why we will not sell arms to you? We will not sell guns and armored tanks to the zoo, according to the USA ambassador to that very entity of hell. Bronu spends $500 million on Hajj while thousands of people are dying in refugee camps in Cameroon, even in Niger Republic. That is where they belong anyway. That is where they came from in the first place. The only people original to that very part of the world are those of them who are Hausa, not the Fulani people. So if they run back to Niger, that's where they come from. Most of you do not know that, what's his name? The fourth most powerful man in the zoo, Sanusi Lamido, is actually from Niger Republic. Go and ask, you find out, he keeps a house in Niamey. Most of you do not know this. That is where he goes to. That is where he spends most of his weekends. You don't know that. So if they are returning to Niger Republic, all well and good. After all, that is where they came from in the first place. In 2015, ACF orders a plan campaign against Jonathan. Jonathan will fall. We've told him that before. His only remedy, the only way he can redeem himself, is by joining us in our quest to go and get Biafra in truth and honesty. Cornell and 15 others in trouble. How they burnt armored cars and ran away as Boko Haram fighters approached. The cowards that are the Nigerian army have said to people before, Britain will not sell arms to the zoo. USA will not sell arms to them. What are we waiting for? What are we waiting for? The only thing stopping us from carrying out what we said we are going to do is the funding is not complete. We cannot afford to buy enough arms and weapons to sustain a campaign for even 6 months as we planned. Therefore, everybody's help is needed. If we don't have arms, how can we commence our ground offensive? It is impossible to do so. You must understand that very, very well. We cannot defend ourselves without arms. You don't defend yourself with only prayer. You defend yourself with arms, please. Very, very important. And we continue again, not just to report on the cowardly soldiers that make up the zoo army, but also that the Mohammedan Emirates of the North, Hausa Fulani people, are insistent that power must come back to them in 2015 or they will kill even more Christians, more Biafran people living in their territory. If you have a relative who is there, they are better off dead. Because what will happen to them, they will regret the day they were born. Abia teachers are dying of hunger. Abia is a state that they created incidentally. It encompasses the place where I come from. They have been going for months without pay. The same thing in Imo State. All these governors who change on them about former. Teachers are hungry. Their families are suffering. Children are dying as a result of hunger, poverty, deprivation, and starvation brought about by non-payment of salaries for the teachers. Now, imagine what the quality of education in these places will look like. We shall dwell upon that today as well. Now, the news in greater detail. Please don't forget to get your pen and paper. Very, very important. This is the greatest university you will ever attend, Radio Biafra. That is why we are a phenomenon. Phenomenon. They have accused the military of human rights abuse in the fight against Boko Haram. The USA accuses the military of human rights abuse in the fight against Boko Haram. Despite the urgent need for external support for the dilapidated, demoralized Zoo Army to defeat Boko Haram, the United States has declared that it will not sell arms to the federal government of the Zoological Republic called Nigeria. The position of the U.S. was disclosed by the country's ambassador to that very zoo, James F. Entwistle. Entwistle, who spoke in Yola on Thursday in an interactive session with journalists after addressing American University of Nigeria students and staff on his mission to Adamawa State. Most of you do not know that American University of Nigeria was built by Atiku Abubakar. Do you know that? No, you don't. Now we are telling you. This is an Islamic man. He is not a Christian. He built a university and named it American University of Nigeria. People talk about colonization and slave mentality. I have never seen such rubbish before. I am an admirer of the American system of government. I'm an admirer of the American society, how they do things. I am also an admirer of the way Americans support liberty all over the world. Their citizens, I hasten to add, not the President Obama administration, because they don't. This man is in Yola opening a university built by one single person, Atiku Abubakar, a vice president. I am here in the USA, and I'm asking Obama's administration, how many universities were built, privately owned, by ex-vice presidents of America? The only thing that a vice president or president can get is you can have an airport named after you, like the one very close by, George Bush Airport, or you can have what is called a presidential library. That's all, isn't it? But where we come from, they just don't build libraries, rather not build. They don't just build libraries. They go on to build universities. Very, very distressing indeed. The American ambassador went there. I don't know how many of you have seen the American ambassador at IMSU, as they call it, Imo State University. How many of you have seen him at ABSU or all the other issues you have all over the place? The answer is none. How many of you from Biafra have actually seen an American envoy before? Not convoy, an envoy come down to where you are to see you? The answer is none. But they go to Adamawa. There is war already. There is Boko Haram, but yet the American ambassador traveled to Adamawa. But they cannot come to Enugu. They cannot go to Port Harcourt. They can't go to Calabar. They cannot come to where we are to see what is happening. These are the things we are reminding them. I am here in the USA to remind them of this very obligation that they owe to everybody, not just to Muslims. That Obama's closeness to the Muslims, to Islam, is just way too much. They need to send the American ambassador to come down to Biafra land and to come through the second Niger Bridge. To come and see what is happening. Because last night I told them here live on American radio that there is no industry that employs up to 50 people in full-time positions in Biafra land. There is none. They need to come down and see. They went to Adamawa University, so we must continue. They went to American University of Nigeria. Dear Lord God, have mercy. Students and staff on his mission to Adamawa State, he was explaining to them, this is the American ambassador, Entwistle. He was explaining to students and staff that the decision of the U.S. government not to sell arms to the country was due to what he described as massive human rights abuses by the Nigerian military. The U.S. government is against human rights abuse by any country in the world, so it will be ungodly. They are calling them of God in heaven. It will be ungodly for the U.S. to sell arms to Nigeria, a country that its military is notoriously known for human rights abuse. We cannot sell our arms to a country that will use our technology, which is meant for defense of the helpless people, to harass the helpless citizens, he said. This man is making sense to me, and I'm beginning to love him. I don't know he can speak this way. The reason why Americans build arms, the reason why American government will support anybody is if you support liberty and human rights. And since the zoo called Nigeria, since they've been indicted openly by their own ambassador that their army is flagrantly abusing people's human rights, is it not time to then look at their relationship with that very entity, that very country? Nothing will happen. If the zoo called Nigeria breaks up into pieces,
that will be the best for everybody, because even Walter Carrington acknowledged that every problem you're having today in the zoo stems from 1914. The amalgamation. The amalgamated people who cannot be together. Mexico is very close to where I am. I'm not sure Mexico. I think it's close to this place, isn't it? Is Mexico not close to Houston? Very, very close to Texas. They share a common border. Why can't Americans allow themselves to be in the same country with Mexico then? The Mexican people, although most of their cultural influences come from the Latin part of Europe, which is Spain, largely from Spain, they can still not be in the same country with the USA, whose own value system derives from Northern Europe. So even Northern Europe and Southern Europe cannot be together in this part of the world. But they put us together with Islamic forces so dark, so brutal, and so wicked. You cannot begin to imagine the depravity that goes through the minds of these people. Here he's saying it. That the army of the zoo, the army of darkness, that they abuse people because of that, we will not sell weapons to them. Have you seen it? Weapons are meant to defend the defenseless. In the case of the zoo called Nigeria, they use it to abuse the people. They have never used any of these weapons to conquer any territory for the country hopelessly called Nigeria. They have never used these same weapons to go and defeat Cameroon in Bakassi. They couldn't do it. They went to Ekomog. They couldn't shine there. They did nothing. They ran back, having to sell their shoes to survive their boots. Now, today, they are being told they abuse people's rights. Yet it is a democracy. It is this travesty, this very hypocritical nationalism, that makes me sick. People say we are Nigeria and it's a democracy. No, it is not. Your army is busy abusing people's human rights. You are not living in a democracy. There is no democracy. It is a handful of people created by the British, handpicked by imperialist forces, to begin to run your lives now and forever. When they finish, their children will come in and continue your enslavement on behalf of the slave master himself, Britain. That's what you're doing. Nigeria is not a country. It is a zoo and can never be. We are the army. The essence of having an army is to defend the territorial integrity of a country when it comes under threat, not to get engaged in internal abuse of human rights as they are doing there in the zoo. Black people. Amazing. We continue. On the Boko Haram killings in the northeastern part of that very hopeless zoo, Mr. Entwistle said that the crisis was getting stronger due to the political undertone and internal sabotage by the people of the zoo, the monkeys of the zoo. Political, he said. Political, that is, what are they called? Is it APC? Political. Americans, they know, they prepared a memo. The same university that he's going to open, Mr. Entwistle, American University of Nigeria, American University in Hausaland, that's the name of it. American University in Hausaland is going to, was built by Atiku. Atiku Abubakar is the person that the same office where Entwistle is working said that Atiku Abubakar is Al Qaeda front man in the zoo. He was given money to come and destabilize the South through Rocha. So Rocha is all there in the American own memo. American confidential memo. They said that. So he knows what he's talking about. That Arewa people in APC, Arewa People's Congress, or whatever they call themselves, Progressive Congress, that they are the ones fueling and funding Boko Haram. They are the ones killing Biafran people who are unfortunate to reside in their areas in that damnable zoological republic. We'll continue. The Borno government said on Saturday that it spent about 500 million naira on Hajj towards the successful conduct of their trip to Saudi Arabia. The state deputy governor, Alhaji Zana Mustafa, made this known in an interview with the news agency of Nigeria in Malta, whatever that place is. Mustafa, who was the leader of the state's Hajj committee, said that the money was used to secure good accommodation for the state pilgrims as well as ensure good welfare for them.
The deputy governor added that the state government had remained steadfast in ensuring Hajj-free Hajj in the past 4 years, in spite of prevailing security challenges. He thanked Governor Sule Lamido of Jigawa and Governor Rabiu Kwakwanso of Kano State for their assistance to the state during the transportation of Borno pilgrims to the Holy Land. He said, "We are appealing to the federal government to reopen the Maiduguri International Airport. Maiduguri is an international airport. Kano is an international airport. So is Abuja. Kaduna International Airport. How many do you have in Biafra Land? None. Not one single one. The reason why they closed down, before they used to fly from Maiduguri all the way to Riyadh for pilgrims. Who are the people paying for this pilgrimage? Biafran people. Because this 500, this half a billion they're talking about came from somewhere, didn't fall from heaven. They don't pay taxes in the north. The Mohammedans don't pay any tax. Islamic people in the zoo don't pay any tax. Muslims don't pay tax. There are women, you can't even see their faces to start with. That 500 million they spent going to the Hajj, where did the money come from? The money came from Biafra land, from the sale of oil. You sell the oil, and lo and behold, there is money to fund Hajj. How about Christian pilgrims going to Israel? How many went this year? Most of you don't know what is going on, do you? In the northern part of the zoo, in the Mohammedan Emirates, in the Emirates they have, in the backwater, the wilderness, the shrublands they have there, in the Sahel region, they travel to Mecca every blessed year, unrestricted. Each state spends upwards of over a billion to move people out and back in again. How about, how many times have you heard, look at all the churches we have in Biafra land. Do you think we don't all want to go to Israel for pilgrimage? Everybody wants to go and see the Temple of Solomon where Yeshua was killed and buried, all the rest of it. How many people do you know in your lifetime that has ever been to Israel? Simple assignment. Now you're beginning to scratch your head to think, how many people, if we were Muslims, everybody you know would have gone to Mecca, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. That's where the answer Al-Hajj. Al-Hajj means somebody who has been to Mecca and back, or Hajj, yeah? How many people from your village know where Israel is or Jerusalem? The answer is none. Where is the money coming from to pay for Hausa people to go to Riyadh to learn how to kill you? The oil comes from Aguleri. It comes from Uguta. It comes from Ohaji. It comes from Ebema. It comes from Awamama. The same oil is coming from Obe. That is the problem. This money is going, they not only build roads for them, give them free education, pay for their school fees for upwards of 4 years, lodge them in hotels. They go to school from hotels in Dubai. Even the ones left, they used to go to Hajj to perform pilgrimage. As they come back, they even give them more money. And where are you? Your children are now in the desert trying to make it to Europe via the Mediterranean Sea. Most of them will die. Hausa people are free, flying up and down from Mecca backwards, enjoying themselves on the proceeds coming from the sale of crude oil from our villages. When we are cleaners, when we are security guards, when we are busy doing care work all over the world, suffering, Hausa people are busy spending our money. And people are asking me, why do I want Biafra? What a very wretched and hopeless question to ask. They are spending your money. People are dying. They will come now and say to Jonathan, oh, people are in refugee camps. People are in refugee camps dying, but they are spending so much money. They are spending so much money to try and send their people to Mecca. How many people do you know has ever been to Jerusalem before? None. Does it mean they love God more than we do? The answer is no. This is Radio Biafra. If you're joining us for the very first time, we must welcome you wherever you are. We are on satellite. We are on radio, biafra.co. We are on tuning.com. We are on radioforest.net. We are also on peopleofbiafra.org, indigenous people of biafra.org. We are on biafrarestoration.com. We are on biafravoice.com. Wherever you go to Google, type in Radio Biafra. That's all you need to do. you will join us and you'll be listening to us right this very minute. And very shortly, our lines shall open after our news presentation and analysis. We will open our lines to take your calls. And lo and behold, I have been away. That is true. I have been working very hard. We have been attacked all this while, but we are back once again. As ever, we rebound back, always following any setback as we endured very, very vicious and sustained cyber attacks for the past few days, but we have overcome, and we are here today preaching this gospel the best way we know how to the rest of humanity, because truth must be told. As the race for the 2015 presidential election gathers momentum, Hausa people, Hausa Fulani, Northerners as they call them, the Mohammedans, those that follow Muhammad, as well as their southern counterparts, including Rotaso, the Malam himself, the emir of Imo State, because Imo State is an emirate. The emir of Imo State is Malam Okorocha, and the rest of them and those who are running after them using the name of Biafra, satanic people, occultic people who are Nigerians. They will be exposed in the next day or two. Nigerians masquerading as Biafrans, using the name of Biafra to drag in the mud. They are in for a shock. We are entering 2015 now, and then they will know how serious we are. If we have been talking on radio, or if we are serious. What's the teller now? Very soon we shall find out. As the race for the 2015 presidential election gathers momentum, Northerners as well as their southern counterparts are putting final touches to plans to get the best out of the next dispensation. According to Saturday Punch, it was gathered that on Thursday, while those in the north appear divided over the endorsement of President Goodluck Jonathan by the ruling PDP party, the region has started mobilization on the need to do what is best for us. The only people who are national figures in that very entity of animals called the Zoological Republic, everybody of any significance, they talk about their people. Awolowo was concerned about Yoruba people. Sadwana of Sokoto, only about Hausa Fulani people, the north. They even call their parties their respective regions. Of course, Awolowo could not say Yoruba Congress. He called it Action Group or whatever he called his group. The other ones are Northern People's Congress. I think Aminu Kanu had Northern Elements, as the case may be. Nnamdi Azikiwe, his own is NCNC, Nigeria. Is it Nigerian Council, National Council for Nigeria and the Cameroons? Or whatever, NCNC. We are the only ones playing this one Nigeria card, and we are the bottom of the class. The more one Nigeria you try to become as a Biafran, the more relegation you will suffer to the scrap heap of national irrelevance and humiliation. You are nobody. The same thing is happening now. Others are saying, our people, let's do what is best for our region. Ohaneze is saying, we can't do anything. We need to support Jonathan, you see, because he gave us 5 billion. He said we shouldn't allow the dead bodies of Biafrans to be brought back home. That is something America taught them. The best way to keep people quiet is never allow them to see dead bodies of soldiers. That is why American soldiers that were then being killed in Iraq, nobody saw them. Those being killed in Afghanistan, nobody saw them. Nobody saw them, no. The same thing Jonathan copied. Our people copy in Africa. Every evil we copy. Jonathan realized on time, if you allow these coffins of slain Biafrans to be returned to Biafra land, it will whip up public sentiment and anger and resentment towards the zoo, and they will fight for its collapse. Because of that, Ohaneze Ndibo, Ohaneze Ndiara and Ndiyoshi, they took 5 billion naira bribe. Ask them if I'm lying. They took 5 billion naira bribe, so that the bodies of their children will not be returned to their ancestral homes for burial. The same way their own bodies will not be buried in Biafra land when they die. Because of what they have done, they took money, and today they cannot speak. They cannot speak for fear of being exposed. That is why we speak with every authority on this very platform. There is nobody can be like, who are they? Like Radio Biafra. Compromised people. Can you speak with any conviction authority? The answer is no, because you're compromised. 5 billion naira Ohaneze took from Jonathan. And from that day, they went quiet. If you bring out Lucifer, Ekwensu, they will support. Anything you bring, they will support. They cannot bring their own because they are all tainted. None of them can stand on their record or their integrity. None whatsoever. That is why they will continue to suffer. That is why they will continue to be relegated to nothingness. That is why they will continue to suffer the humiliation of being killed. That is why they will continue to suffer the disenfranchisement, the complete disengagement from reality. Disengagement from reality. That up to the point that Yorubas, we are deporting you back from Lagos to Onitsha, with deportees from your own country. That is the height, is the icing on the cake of insolence. Deportees from your own country. Amazing stuff, isn't it? They are campaigning against Jonathan, and they should. They should go forward and make sure that they do everything possible to ensure the disintegration of the zoo come next year. 2015 should mark the beginning of the end for that entity. People should mark our words as always. Cornell, 15 others in trouble. How they burnt armored cars and ran away as Boko Haram fighters approached. Another set of officers and soldiers are soon to face a court-martial for negligence and destruction of military vehicles and equipment in the ongoing war against Boko Haram insurgents. An authoritative military source disclosed to Saturday Tribune on Friday that a colonel and 15 of his soldiers had abandoned battle after first destroying their own armored personnel carriers and ammo tanks, and then lied about the destruction of the vehicles by ascribing it to the insurgents. According to the source, the colonel and his soldiers were pushing forward towards the terrorists in Adamawa State while other troops surrounded them. And as the troops were moving towards the insurgents with air support and passing information to the troops, the pilot informed the commander that the Boko Haram insurgents were coming in 6 kilos vehicles. Then the commander and his troops jumped down from the armored personnel carriers and armored tanks, set them ablaze, and ran away. This is Nigerian Army. These are the ones that are telling us, oh, you should be afraid of them. Nigeria is strong. Yes, they are strong on roadblocks, on checkpoints. Where a woman going to buy crayfish from crayfish market is coming back and they say, park clear very well. Open your boot. Open your bonnet. No. It doesn't mean they are strong. No. They are strong because we don't have guns. We don't have bullets. Any day we get guns and bullets, there will be no more roadblocks in Biafra land. That is why you need to support us. That is why we are telling you that this very army is not strong. Nigerian army is not strong at all. Once we commence our battle, there will be no Biafran soldier that will fight against us. That is number one. Everybody, as we have told them before, they will turn their rifles against their superiors and they'll shoot them dead. The only problem with Boko Haram is that they are discriminatory in their approach. If they focus all their energy and onslaught against the machinery of slavery, which is the Nigerian army itself, and the politicians that support them, then there will be no problem. Every politician in the zoo should be killed. I have said it before and I'll call for it again. If the people guarding them understand what is at stake, they should turn the rifles against their ogres at the top or middle or bottom and shoot all of them dead. You will see that things will improve. Even the army officers know this themselves. They don't understand that they are supporting an edifice of corruption, reprehensible repression, and downright slavery. People don't understand that. That the present people you have in the zoo, the people you call, oh, they are leaders. When idiots call their baby a friend, oh, have you spoken to this governor? I know that that they are not educated people. These are the agents of repression. These are the people that is they are on this earth as politicians, but they are representing the will of Lucifer to suppress and keep people down, deny people their essential liberty and right to freedom. And that way, send their kids abroad to study. When you're busy guarding them, mosquito will be eating you up and your guy is in air conditioned room sleeping. They will come out, hey, Musa, where is the driver? Take us to the airport. And they go to Hajj and you're there guarding them. Sun is beating you. Flies is all over the place. Mosquito is beating you at night. And you're guarding your guy. In America, there is nobody guarding your guy here, you know. There is no policeman. There is no army guarding anybody. No. If you can't guard yourself, that is your business. Because everybody is equal before the law. It is the duty of every soldier, the duty of every police person listening to Radio Biafra. When we give you the signal very soon, turn that very gun against your guy and shoot him or her dead. That way things will be better for you and your family. They are the ones blocking. When you go to churches, they say, oh, your neighbor is not your neighbor. The person blocking your progress is a politician. They are the ones blocking your progress. They are the vampires of the modern era. They are evil and very wicked. If you don't stop them, they will kill you. That's why we are here, to tell you the truth. This is Radio Biafra after all. A former Inspector General of Police and leader of Arewa Constitutive Forum, Ibrahim Ahmadu Kumasi, said there is the possibility of power shifting to the north in 2015. I am tired of this power shift. Power not shifting. I am used to shifting gear when I'm driving a car. This power shift to the north and south, I'm not interested in it. When will the zoo come to an end? When will it be destroyed? I wish they can give me nuclear weapon here. I will sink the entire place. They say, oh, when you say that, you sound like you're... No. The people who are terrorists are Jonathan and the politicians. The House of Senate and the reps, police and army, they are the ones terrorizing ordinary law-abiding people. Nobody will say I have stolen from them before. I abide by the law. But if I'm driving my car, it is, oh, clear very well. Park, open the boot, do this. I am not the criminal. The criminal is your God that sent you. Now you can understand how angry we are. When somebody takes your liberty away from you, if you can destroy them, you must destroy them. Americans did the same thing to the British. Did Americans not kick out the British? Did Americans not repel the fascist attack by the Japanese? Did Americans not fight against the fascist Hitler and their allies in Europe? Did America not fight extremist communism? What are we talking about? That is how you know good people. Anytime evil emerges, they never get tired. They go, they confront it, and they defeat it. Many teachers in primary and secondary schools in Abia State, a place governed by a man known as Theodore, who is from Ibe, coincidentally, another shame to our people. He goes by the name Ochendo. Ochendo means it means shade. Is that correct? That protects you from the intensity of the sun. He shields people from the sun. But now this man, instead of being Ochendo, is exposing people to the harsh realities of hunger and destitution. He is not paying the salary of the teachers. And what annoys me is that there are people supporting this type of people. This man is patently evil. He is going about denying people and families the right to feed properly, to go and buy garri and eat. But him and his family, when they finish eating, they eat ice cream and they drink coffee. 3-course meal every blessed morning, afternoon, and night. But the people who are working very hard and very honestly, this man cannot pay them. He is the governor of a place called Abia, in the zoo called Nigeria, if you use that very term, or in a state carved out of Biafra land. His name is Theodore Oji. Theodore Oji, you must pay the teachers their salaries. You must sell some of the houses and some of the hospitals you're acquiring for your wives all over the place and go and pay the teachers. The teachers have not done anything wrong. They are teachers. They are doing important public service. They should be number one. Teachers, nurses, and doctors should always be number one. You are not paying them. They are living in crumbling, dilapidated buildings, and their children are suffering malnutrition because you are not paying them. How can we get your dodge to pay these teachers? Give us guns and bullets and you see how. Because if we keep talking, they won't do anything. We are making it known today to everybody who is concerned. If you know Theodore J., ask him to pay the teachers their salaries. They must be paid. If he doesn't pay them between now and the next 4 days, we will go on a very massive campaign against him. And he'll find life very, very difficult. Theodore J. must pay the teachers. Very, very important. People are dying and suffering. Oh, neighbor, oh, we'll change to leave him. Oh, my dear Lord God, black people, why don't you feel the pain and suffering of other people? Why must you concern yourself only with your own well-being and not the well-being of other people? As I was saying to people today, do you know why God continues to bless white people? Because despite their wickedness, they are generous. As wicked as they are still generous. They understand what is charitable giving. As I was leaving from the airport, somebody came to me and said, oh, cancer research. I had €5 in my wallet I brought back from Europe. I gave them the €5. The man said, thank you. Cancer research. To go and research and treat people who are not well. Not me, I don't need the treatment. Other people do. Our people will need to understand the meaning of charity. That is why white people, they keep blessing them every day. They are wicked, yes, but they are charitable. Black people are wicked and not charitable as well. That is why we are suffering. This is Radio Biafra. We thank you for also joining us today. If this is your very first time, Our people are all over the world, and now our lines are open. The barrister will come back to me via the same line he did earlier to give us his understanding, his take, his views, his analysis on what we're presenting this very fine afternoon, because Texas, Houston is very, very beautiful today. Not as intensely hot as it was the last time I came here. It is very, very mild and very, very mellow, and people are calling us from all over the world. I believe that, I don't know if this is if they are calling us here or part of anything else. Please, engineer, answer that very call, please, and let us know. Is this part of our program here? Wonderful. There is somebody who is on the line because their name is not showing. We must go and take their call, please. The caller on the phone, stay where you are. If I can get this very phone to work. Can you hear me? This is Radio Biafra. Your name and where you are.
Yes, sir. My name is David. Donald, are you talking to me?
I'm talking to you, my dear brother. Go ahead.
Okay. My name is David Ezekwesili. I'm from Nobi in the local government. I am the coordinator in New York branch. We just opened few weeks back. Director, we welcome you to U.S. and use this opportunity to tell you that you are not only the director of the Radio Biafra, you are also our spiritual leader, like a bishop. We welcome you to U.S.
Thank you.
Director, I want you to know also that so many people are listening to you in New York here. Here in New York, we have five boroughs. We have Brooklyn, Queens, New York, and Brooklyn, Queens, Manhattan, and the Bronx. I am the coordinator of the Brooklyn section, and Comrade Ugo is the coordinator of the Bronx section. So, and as Wononeni informed me that you will be passing by, Director, we will be glad to see you and to welcome you. And at the same time, I want to use this opportunity to tell my fellow dear friends here, Director, so many people are listening to you. And I want you guys that always listening to Radio Biafra, that this is the opportunity. If the director will be coming into New York, we will make known the location where the director will be. So many of you that have so many questions to ask about this struggle, this will be opportunity for you guys to come by and ask the director. Though it's a short notice, but we are New Yorkers, the Big Apple, so we don't run back from any responsibilities. So this will be a good opportunity to meet our director. So it will be announced when the director decides. At the same time, I will announce my phone number in case of anybody that are in five boroughs of New York City. Director, are you listening?
We are listening attentively, and so is the whole world. I hate to interrupt people. You're speaking very well, and I'm listening, and I'm coming to New York. You will tell the whole world that Radio Biafra will be there because we are fearless. We don't retreat before our enemies. We must come there to preach this very gospel. We must come to New York. Yes, go ahead.
Okay, thank you. Okay, my phone number is 832-245-5640. Again, 832-245-5640. If you are in Brooklyn, in New York City, if you are in Queens, if you are in Staten Island, you can call me. If you are in the Bronx, you can call Comrade Uche, Comrade Ugo. His phone number is 347-942-2033. Again, Comrade Ugo's number is 347-942-2033. Director, I want to use this opportunity to tell our fellow Biafrans that are listening secretly that this is the time to come out. There's no need of running back. I have met so many of you, and Director, so many of them told me they listen to you. So, guys, we are New Yorkers. I want everybody to come out or to join us to make this struggle, to make New York one of the best cities, as the Big Apple we used to answer. Again, my phone number is 832-245-5640. And my name is David Ezekwesili. Director, you are welcome to the new, welcome to U.S. Thank you.
Thank you very much, and God bless you. Thank you very, very much, my dear brother David Ezekwesili, who is our main man in New York, and I'll be going there to preach this very gospel. The caller on the other line, stay where you are. We have a caller from home as well. We have a caller. When I say home, I mean Biafra and Bikokwa, Nigeria. That is your brother? Yes, that is the brother of... He's gone. We have a caller on the other line. This caller, can you hear me? This is Radio Biafra. The caller on the line, can you hear me? Your number ends with 7114. Can you hear me? No, they cannot hear me. This is Radio Biafra. We continue. All our lines are open. Our lines are open wherever you are on this planet. We welcome you. This is Radio Biafra. Let us see if everything is working. Of course, it's working according to plan. Everything is okay here. And also to try and see if, let us see if they're back again. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? There is somebody calling us from 905-533-821-7114. I can hear static from your side. I can hear the echo of my voice. Can you hear me? These people are mad. Very, very mad people. Some of them are insane. Anyway, that's why they're abroad. Can you pass that closer to me, please? Because we need to make sure that all our lines are functioning, that all our Skype lines are functioning as well. We know that this one is okay. I can see it. Our phone line is also here. And also, it is +44208. Of course, it is okay. Radio Biafra and Radio Biafra 1. All our lines are functioning. And our people are also here. And I will defer to them. I will go to them to please give us their perspective, the opinions, or any other issue they wish us to discuss. Please, can somebody please pick up the microphone and then be able to speak on any issue, on any topic of importance? Please, go ahead.
Yes, Director, thank you for the news well delivered. I would like to touch on just a few of them. First of all, the ambassador giving the reason.
Please, engineer, I have to interrupt you to go to this very call that we have. The caller on Skype, can you hear me?
Yes.
What is your name and where are you calling from? Before I go back to the engineer to continue.
My name is Stephen.
Stephen who?
Stephen Okelu Onyeka.
And where are you calling from, Stephen?
Yeah, I'm calling from Maputo.
You're calling from Maputo. Maputo is in Mozambique, is that correct?
Yes.
Please go ahead. The whole world is listening. Go ahead.
Yeah, thank you, Director. I have been listening to Radio Biafra for quite some while, and it's very, very interesting to me. And I commend you for your good work and all the people that have made it their success to this very moment.
Thank you.
Yeah. What I want to find out is that I've not had anybody talking about anything pertaining to it from this side of the world. I mean, SADC area.
Which one is SADC? Mozambique and SADC.
Yeah, SADC is a Southern African area.
Southern African area. We have our African SADC representative.
Of which,
hang on. We have a presence in Mozambique. And these people, they support us every blessed month without fail. What we are going to do is then I will take your details and make sure that I pass it on to Carol Monday, who will get it all the way straight to the Mozambican coordinator to make contact with you on Skype. That's what needs to happen because we have people in Mozambique and they have been with us for a very long time. And I also want you to start doing work to spread this very gospel where you are presently.
Yes, because...
Go ahead.
Hello, Director. Can you hear me?
Loud and clear. Please go ahead. I can hear you.
Yeah, okay. Because I think that would be interesting because from what I've seen and from my discussion with my friends over here, I learned that a lot of you had the agitation to at least move forward. Even this present day, I discussed with some of my friends in one of our gatherings in the town, and I discovered that a lot of people are listening to Radio Biafra, and there is no direction here on whom to call and where to gather and how to make things happen. Yeah, because we are really very interested. We really want to contribute. We really want to see that we have a place to call home. My God, if you see the way people of this side refer to their country, of which I know that where we are coming from is far more better than where we are today. But because we want to earn ends meet.
Yes.
And we don't have anywhere to call our country. And can you imagine that even our people over here, sometimes they deny their country.
Of course.
And somebody will tell you that a police will approach someone and say, where are you from? And the person will say, I'm from Ghana, I'm from Togo. But then I want to nag you.
I know it's very, very difficult. I know how difficult it can be for some people to go out to claim the Nigerian nationality. It is very, very disgraceful, very, very shameful. I don't blame anybody. Stephen Onyeka, I will not send you. I will ask them to make contact with you. They may be able to send you a message via Skype, but we have a presence in Mozambique. And wherever you are, I heard somebody's voice again in the background. All of you must get together. You can start a family meeting immediately and then join it up with the wider body in Mozambique as part of Biafrans in that country and also worldwide as part of the very indomitably repressible indigenous people of Biafra. Thank you very much for calling. And Mechukwu Abiema, bless you. Mechukwu Abiema, bless you. Thank you very much. Please, engineer, I may have to come to you, but I have somebody on the line here. Do we know who they are? We must go to them to take their call because this is their platform, their radio station. This is Radio Biafra. The caller on the phone, can you hear me, please? Can you hear me? The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Yes. Good afternoon, Director.
Good afternoon, my dear brother. Please, your name and where you are.
My name is Gotuku. I'm from Agbuzi, Biranocha.
Are you from calling us from Texas?
I'm calling from Dallas.
From Dallas. Yeah. Is it our own Manam Ugochukwu, is it?
Ugochukwu Uzokwel.
Ugo Uzokwel. Yes, it's you. Ugo, yeah. How are you?
I'm good.
Wonderful.
I just want to welcome you back to the U.S. once again.
Thank you very much.
And wish you a happy stay.
Thank you.
And also, I want to speak our people, because the way things are going, our people are still not awake when it comes to a defense fund.
They are still not awake?
We have to... Sorry?
Are you saying they are still not awake? Our people are not waking up to do what they're supposed
to
do?
Because when you are evangelism, you talk to people, and those in America, the device I'm using now, I talk to African Americans. These are people that listen to me when I talk to them. Some of them know about what happened to us. I have a couple of them now. I'm pushing them into Radio Biafra, telling them about Biafra, and some of them, they know what happened, and it's also affecting them. I mean, African Americans. What we are going through, they are going through the same thing. There is some documentary which I also posted it on Facebook everywhere, and it's all about what has been going through to the happening to the black race. It happened to all of us. We have what is called Apocalypse Africa. It's a documentary, about 1 hour, 20 minutes documentary. It's about America and other countries. Even Biafra was there, Congo, Liberia, everything, the population and all these things. And also there's another one called Hidden Colors. I propose you look it up. So, because when we don't know what we are suffering from, we don't know where we are going. We don't know our problem. When you talk to our people about, and this religious Christianity they brought to us, that is what is keeping us in captivity. We have a long way to go. We have been brainwashed for a long time. Our people have to wake up. And what we are doing, broadcasting all over the world, is helping. It's helping a lot of people. But still, it's not enough. We have to do our own individually. Talk to people. Sometimes it's not easy. And sometimes you enter into argument with people. They don't understand. They believe that when you talk to them about Christianity, they see you as an antichrist. That you're not, because we have been brainwashed a lot. I know what I go through.
Yes.
But that is not going to make me to give up.
No, you shouldn't give up. And I wouldn't expect you to give up anywhere. One thing that we must understand is that education is a very slow process. That's why when you go to school, you start from Otakara. You start from A, B, C, D.
Yeah.
Because if you see a child of, say, 4 or 5 years old, you start with a simultaneous equation. You are getting it wrong. But after a week, the baby will go mad. So when our people go mad, it's because they want you to give them this information in bite-sized form. Their brain can cope with it. You know, when somebody is used to something they've been doing for a very long time, you come and say, my dear brother or sister, this thing you're doing, there is no life in it. They will tell you're mad. What I say to them all the time is to go to Galileo. I'm sure people have heard about the astronomer called Galileo. They even named the space probe after him, the Galileo probe. When Galileo discovered that the world is actually round and is revolving around the sun, he went to the Vatican and he told the Pope. He said, His Holiness, do you know that the world is not flat, it is round and is orbiting around the sun? They said, hang him. We want to kill him. Who are you? Who told you? Where are you from? The man said, but these are my evidence. Despite the presence of the evidence before His Holiness, they still chastised, they still penalized Galileo until after a while, their brain started to open to absorb and say, oh, this could be the truth, you know. Let's go and investigate. That is why even the Pope himself has an observatory. Till today, every Pope that comes in, they have a place where they observe. You tell them these things, their minds cannot comprehend it. It's just like going to Africa and telling somebody who has never seen a train before, do you know you can fly in an aeroplane? They'll tell you you're mad. That is the fact of life. So you may see black people on the streets of Dallas or in New York. It doesn't mean that they have the capacity to absorb knowledge that is greater than them. And that is what makes us reasonable human beings. The ability to subject everything you hear to that very little test of truth, durability and consistency. If all these variables are at play there, then you're safe. If they are not, you're wasting your time. Ugo, you must continue to do your work. Are you working with our people there, Madam Ugochukwu at all? Your namesake. Are you working with him?
Yes. We are.
Okay.
We are together.
That is wonderful.
We have meeting this evening.
This evening. That is wonderful.
Meeting this evening. Yeah.
That is wonderful. Please, you people must continue the great work you're doing. And maybe when next I come to America with far more, when we would have let the world know that we are serious. I will come to Dallas and I'll broadcast once again. Thank you very much and God bless you. Thank you very much.
Thank you too.
Thank you. This is Radio Biafra, our brother Ozokwele Ugochukwu. I stayed at his place actually and I had to broadcast from his house. That was last year, if I'm not mistaken. This is Radio Biafra. Our lines are open. You can call us and we'll be able to receive your call. Engineer is here with me. So is also our national in the USA, Wanonenye, and also our coordinator in Austin, Texas. Himself is also here, Martin Chilobe. Wherever you are, we welcome you. This is your platform. This is Radio Biafra. All our channels, our lines are open. As soon as the barrister is able to get back to me, I will bring him to you. But for now, I give you Engineer Anya, if you can wait, please. Somebody else is on the line as well. People are calling us all the time as we expect them to. This is their platform. This is Radio Biafra. The caller on Skype, can you hear me? If you can hear me, give us your name and where you are, please.
Nandato, good evening.
Good afternoon from Houston, Texas, USA.
Yeah, I'm calling from Cape Town, South Africa.
Cape Town in South Africa. Are you part of the wonderful family of Biafrans in South Africa? Are you part of us?
That's why I'm calling. I want to know who is the coordinator in Cape Town.
You are going to be able to hear from them. I want you to go to Facebook to Biafrans in South Africa. I want you to go to Facebook and you add Cyril DK. I want you to also look for Cyril DK also on Skype as well. Since you're calling us via Skype, it should be a very simple and easy thing for you to do. Once you go there, find Cyril DK, you add him, ask him where do we meet, and they will be able to tell you. We have a significant presence in South Africa. Their impact is not as groundbreaking as we would like it to be, but lo and behold, they are there and we are working on them rising up to fulfill their potential. Can you hear me?
I can hear you, Director.
Yeah, that is what I want you to do. You must go and do that. Go ahead. Is there anything else you would like to say?
Director, I want...
Go ahead.
Yes, Director.
What I want you to do. No, your system, please, when you call us, ensure that you please turn your system down, my dear brother. Turn your system down. We are going over to the other line as well. Our lines are going off. We expect all the people who are respectable here in the USA to call Radio Biafra, because we are here. We are in their own territory, and we expect them to respond accordingly. The caller on the line, can you hear me on the phone? This is Radio Biafra.
Yes, Director, are you speaking to me?
Yes, I'm talking to you. Please go ahead.
Yes, Director, welcome to the United States of America. This innocent Maramoya Kachuku Gochuku, the Free State National Coordinator here in Dallas, Texas.
Thank you very much.
Yes, Director, you are back in the U.S. one more time, and it's our pleasure to receive you, especially for those people present in your front right there. Clifford, our national rep, and our national coordinator, and our brother there, Chilovec, they are doing a good job to welcome you and be in your face and trying to make things happen. We know this is America, is a very big place, and no matter what, we are here, we are capable to do everything right, and we are doing the best we can. And we use this opportunity to say yes. Dallas, we are here. We are doing everything. And the defense fund, as one of my co-brother here mentioned, it's not going great, but it's going well. It's going well because Dallas, every member here in Dallas as a member have paid their defense fund. It can be that. And I'm very proud of them. Every single one of them, I'm very, very proud of them. Director, the point this evening is we are not going to stop, and we're not going back. There's no retreat, no surrender.
None whatsoever. No retreat, no surrender, as long as we remain incorruptible before God in heaven and man on this very earth, which we are. Whiter than white itself, and even whiter than snow. If there's anything whiter than snow, we are even whiter than everything, because we have no skins in our cupboard, nothing to hide. Fearless before our enemies, we are here to march on to get Biafra, so that our enemies may know and shame may befall them. Please go ahead.
Yes, Director, and by saying that, I want to tell the whole wide world that we are coming in to get Biafra, but as you said, we brought hell.
Of course. Of
my
course.
My very self, innocent, I am not going to stop. I am not sleeping. I working 24/7, talking to people, they're responding. But whatever they're saying, I concur with them that not everybody is going to get Biafra. Many are called, are choosing. If I am the one that are choosing with my co-people here, we are marching forward. Even if it's a handful, our goal is nothing less than getting Biafra. That's it. That's nothing nobody can say or they can do or no any man born by a woman. But that's another thing. When we say a man born by a woman, that's another woman that is anything that born. You may not be born, you may be born by a soldier. We don't care. No matter who you are, wait for us, because we are coming to get what belongs to us. We are not coming to conquer nobody. We are not coming to stay. We are coming to march on face to face and pick up what belongs to us, and we are coming very soon. Not later, but soon. Because everybody, people are thinking, oh, they just keep on talking, they keep on flying, they keep on moving. Yes, but there's a time for everything.
Of course.
We are not going to come in late, but we can never do it premature.
Exactly.
We are going to do everything at the right time.
Of course. Of course.
And we are behind us. Sometimes people say behind you, but I am not behind you. I am with you. You stop, I stop, and I ask why are we stopping? You say why we stop, and we start moving. I am running with you, and things is going to happen, and I believe it is very soon.
Of course, you will.
Welcome, and I promise. I think before you leave America, I will be right here one more time to speak with you face to face. Thank you, and God bless you.
Thank you, and God bless you, my dear brother. Always a delight, a pleasure. I feel re-enthused. I feel re-energized. I feel I always quicken my pace. I double my effort. Each time I come to the USA, I never believe I would say such a thing about a place that is so decadent, where people are having a good time. But I know that those of you here who are committed, your hard work, your commitment, your passion, your patriotism, your sense of duty to your country far outweighs and outstrips anything that will come from those people who are less concerned about the burden being placed upon their kilt and cane back home in Biafra land. This is Radio Biafra. We welcome you once again. We have a caller on the line. Please, your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra, and the whole world is listening, for goodness sake. They listen to us because of who we are. Go ahead.
Hello, Director. Good evening.
Good evening, my dear brother. Go ahead.
Yeah, are you talking to me, Director?
I'm talking to you. Please, yes. Confirm your name for the benefit of our global audience. Your name and where you are, please.
All right, Director. All right, Director. Good morning from Malaysia. This is Wanonenyi calling from Malaysia.
From Malaysia. Thank you very much. Please go ahead. The other Wanonenyi is here. I understand you are not related, but this one here is also exceptionally formidable on our national here in the USA. Please go ahead.
All right, Director, first of all, I want to greet everybody there. May Chukwuebi Ama bless every one of them in the name of Jesus.
Ise.
Director, we miss you so much. Since we never hear your voice, we miss you so much.
I am back, my dear brother. I am back. I'm here. Go ahead.
Yes, I'm glad to speak with you today. May Chukwuebi Ama continue to bless you and guide you.
Ise.
Director, I want to use this opportunity to tell our brothers and sisters in the U.S. there to them to make sure that they let Obama to know that we are indigenous people of Biafra, that what is going on in our land, we are not happy. Even Obama himself, as then in America there, as they fail to sell arms to Nigeria government, let them bring the arms to us. Director, you understand me?
Of course, now, anytime, any day, they bring it to us. What we are trying to do is to dampen, you know, that those vagabonds working for APC through Rocha Sokorocha, they have been writing to governments of the world and telling them not to sell arms to us. I don't know if all of you know those people that we don't want to mention their names, those criminals and vagabonds who said they're going to have a meeting in Spain, a meeting of criminals, a meeting of Nigerians claiming they are Biafra, God will destroy all of them. They write to countries of the world telling them not to sell arms to us. That's what they have done. They don't know those people will come to us. They have told us, of course. That's what they're doing. But we'll settle it. As I said, this thing will end in death eventually. Please go
ahead. Hello, Director. Director, what I want to say is, what I want to say is this, Director. I have one dream, about this Bine or whatever they call themselves.
No, we don't mention their names because we don't want to give, nobody listens to them. We don't want to mention their names or give them publicity because they are nobody. They belong to Nigeria. Yeah. They have their constitution says so that they're Nigerians. That's what it says. Yes. We don't deal with Nigerians. We treat them as the vermin, as the vagabonds that they are. That is who they are. That is what their constitution said. I have mandated Iranya to publish it tomorrow to let the world understand how duplicitous and criminally minded these idiots are. They are rogues. They are Nigerians. So says their constitution. They are Nigerians. We are not Nigerians. We are not. Go ahead.
And God forbid, but it will never be. And Director, one more thing, we're still waiting. Any moment, any seconds, they want us to come down, we will come down.
I know they will. Malaysia is very strong, and I trust them. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. God bless everyone, and bless you.
Thank you very much, and God bless you too. This is Radio Biafra. I must, at this very point in time, revert back to the engineer who has been waiting very patiently to continue and to conclude for us what he was saying before I interrupted him, but not very rudely. This is Radio Biafra once again, and our lines are open. We are transmitting live and direct, uninterrupted, from Houston in Texas on this very day, the 12th day of October in the year of our Lord 2014.
I can't say the time here now. Would I be correct to say that the time now here is about, say, 23 minutes to 3? 23 minutes to 3 p.m. here in Houston, Texas, and all over the world, the same number of minutes to the top of the hour. Engineer, you have to please try and bear with me. We have people on the line. The caller, can you hear me? The caller on the phone, this is Radio Biafra.
Hello, Director. Are you talking to me?
I'm talking to you, my own beloved brother. Please confirm your name for our listening audience all over the world and where you are. This is Radio Biafra. Go ahead.
Okay, I'm calling from Alowere, Owerrimo State, Alowere.
Thank you very much. Please go ahead.
Hello?
Yes, I can hear you very well. Go ahead. Don't worry. Go ahead.
Okay, Director, for the past 4 days now, I haven't heard your voice over this radio. I don't know what happened.
I've been in a series of meetings and traveling. I was traveling for almost over 24 hours to get to Houston, Texas. And please try and bear with us. Go ahead. I'm here now. Go ahead.
Okay. My Director, yes, please. I don't know whether the world is listening to what I'm saying now.
The whole humanity, including Obama, I'm here. So Obama must listen and he's listening. Please go ahead.
Okay. My Director, please, what I want to contribute tonight is that the symptom of the Republic of Biafra is very, very around here in Imo State, mostly Nigeria. The world, the whole Nigeria now has understand that Biafra is coming.
Of course it is.
They have understand very, very well that Biafra is coming.
Of course it is. Of course it is. So why wouldn't it
what come? I'm saying now is, since this the Boko Haram has continued to make their progress in the north, most of the northerners are shifting their cows down to Obrins they hear. Inside the army barracks. If you come to army barracks, so breezy now. Everywhere is cow, full of all these Boko Haram insurgency. Mostly they are children. They are young boys. Even last week I was at Owerri Port Harcourt Road. I saw up to 10 trailers loaded with the cows. Most of them coming down to east here.
Yes, go ahead.
So, my Director, please, yes, we need assistance. We need the rifles to battle.
Yes, I am coming. Listen. I am coming very, very shortly. I will be there. And when I come down, the world will understand how serious we are. They will know if we are joking or if we are serious. As I said before, I am prepared to die for my country. All these other people, are they prepared to die for what they believe in? Very shortly, I will be there. Wait for me. I will come to Owerri and I will see all of you, because Biafra will come. You don't give us Biafra, everything will be destroyed. This is a promise and a pledge I made before God and before man. I pledged at the Temple of Solomon in Jerusalem that Biafra must come or I will cease to exist as a human being. As simple as that. They think we actually, they are joking. What's they telling now? We will tell you that there are hardcore Biafrans who never fail. There are those who were born Biafrans from the day they were conceived. God said, you will go and fight for the liberty, for the freedom of your people, and you will get it. They have come out now. Am I not with them in the USA? I met them in Italy. I met them in Spain. They are in the UK. I'll be going back to them again. They are here in the USA, for goodness sake. They are in New York. There is a vermin, Anwar here, who says he's in New York. I'm in America now, and I'm coming to New York to preach this very gospel. If you're a man, you will show your face. If you're a human being, we said we are without fear before our enemies. It means everybody, including Obama. Without fear before anything, born by a woman, because man doesn't die twice, only once. We said, I ain't getting here. By the time we finish with the zoo, the world will understand that these people and how we equip anything they say they will do it. Then you will know that indeed we are more deadly than Boko Haram. We are coming. We told you we are coming. And I thank all of those responding. We can't let you down. We can never let you down. I made this thing very clear to people before. I always have three plans when I do something in life.
Those who are very, very close to me, they know two. Those who are at the periphery, they know one. Only those who are supposed to know will know all the three. Therefore, if one part of this very plan is rotten, we cut it off, we seal it in concrete, and we continue. Nothing can stop us. Only Chukwu Abiama can. There is nothing any man or woman does that can stop the march of Biafra. It is irreversible. Irreversible. You can't reverse it. Because I was attending meetings for a few days. Some idiots are having a field day. They think, are you drunk? Do you know who I am? Are you drunk? Maybe they are. I will go to the line. This is Radio Biafra. We have a caller on Skype. Can you hear me? Engineer is here waiting, but he has to wait. This is Radio Biafra. The people calling us are all important because they are Biafrans. Can you hear me? The caller on Skype on Rapid Response 68. Can you hear me?
Yes, my director, I hear you. Good evening.
And good afternoon from here in Houston, Texas. Go ahead. Confirm your name and where you are, please.
Yes, this is President Okoli. I'm from Senegal. I'm from Enugu State in Biafra. I am calling because I want to contribute to the program this evening.
Yes,
and I want to use this opportunity to say thank you for the indigenous people of Biafra in America who are hosting you. May God bless each and every one of you for the good work you are doing for our great Biafra.
You say, go ahead.
Director, from Senegal here, I want to use this same opportunity to let the world know, because I understand that every indigenous people of Biafra, every Igbo man living in Senegal, 99% of them have access to internet and they are listening to Radio Biafra. And I want them to know that we have once again put our home in order because of the new administration is working hard. And we are making sure that everything is going on smoothly here. And all the meeting we are attending presently is going accordingly. There are no tasks, those idiots that come and make problems within in the meeting. And we are no longer with those people. But we are using this opportunity to call the good Biafrans, those that are born Biafran, that are ready to come and join hand with us to make sure that things is working according to plan here. Because our last meeting, we deliberate on over a lot of things, a lot of issues, which is going to help us to propagate this our restoration of Biafra and make the indigenous people of Biafra here in Senegal to be more stable. So I want to thank you so much, my director, for the good work you are doing for us. May God bless you and bless your family.
Thank you very much, brother.
Thank you. I want to say something about the U.S. Ambassador that said they don't want to say ammunition to Nigeria. What I want to make out of that particular news is this. Director, you see, in that land called Nigeria, a lot of people doesn't know that the word called Nigeria is not even from River Niger. It is from a company which we know as Rare Company as USC today. But a lot of people don't know. And these people who are called Nigerians, they say they were Igbo and they claim they were Nigerians. And when you ask them, what is the meaning of Nigeria, they couldn't say it. So the issue of this Nigeria of a country already is expired and people don't know. America, who doesn't want to send ammunition to them, knew that there is no security in the country. There is no single security in the country. I am telling you, my director, that here in Senegal, you can move out by 11, 12, 1, 3, 4 a.m., you move around, you go anywhere you want to go, you come back, nobody is going to harass you on the way. No armed robbery, no anything, no thieves. Police see you on the way, they don't even disturb you because everybody, there is security in the country. And this Senegal is a country that Nigeria is claiming to be the giant of Africa, but yet they cannot provide security to their people. So what I'm saying is this, these people, they know that they cannot give them ammunition because they cannot protect us. Any ammunition that they're going to give to Nigeria or whatever, they are going to use it to be killing the people of Nigeria through Boko Haram and their sponsor of APC. So what I want to say is that God is working in our favor, because if British and America is giving them ammunition, believe me, it's going to fall back in the hand of those people that are killing us. There is no security. Even the governors and the ministers themselves, they are messing up everywhere. I watch one program on one of Nigeria television. I see where the governors and the ministers, they are fighting themselves. Amaechi and his speaker or whatever, using the maze of a house of a representative or whatever, breaking somebody said those kind of mayhem that is happening in Nigeria. Where in other part of the world do you see those kind of things happening? It doesn't. Because if they sell this ammunition to them, they will use it against us. And they will leave it to fall in the hand of people that will kill the masses. So what I'm saying is that they should not sell any ammunition to them. And we, the indigenous people of Biafra, wherever we are in the world, we are going to get our home. We are going to get our land. We are going to restore Biafra. Those people who are standing behind telling you, Director, we are with you. We are with you. Do not mind them. There are people that are standing with you. There are people that are standing behind you. Those people that are standing behind you, they are the people that doesn't even want us to get Biafra. Director, I want to tell you that the work we are doing is seen. The whole world is seeing it. Forget about the people who are behind and trying to be Nigeria at the same time be Biafra. Those people are not wanted in this race. So I want to thank you once again, and I want to use this opportunity to say the great Biafrans, the great indigenous people of Biafra back home, Choma Amalelis, Ebelechukwu Anibogu, Osito Keke, Chukabosa. I want to say thank you so much for the good work you are doing back home. Director, do not forget, the commander whom you know about is asking, when are you coming home? I don't want to make sure names. You understand what I mean and what I'm talking about.
And as I said, they must wait. I'm coming very, very shortly. I will be there. They understand that, and I'll be there. I promise them that. Everybody should wait. I will be there. All our commanders on the ground, everybody, everything is at a standstill. They are waiting for me to be there, and I'll be there very soon. And the world will know how strong and how determined we are. Thank you very much. Thank you.
Thank you, brother. Thank you, brother. God bless you.
And God bless you, too. This is Radio Biafra. They are calling us. We understand that. And it is their duty to call us. And it is also our responsibility to take their call. But engineer is here. Engineer will have to wait. People said they have not spoken in a few days' time. Now is their chance to do so. This is Radio Biafra. The caller on Skype. Can you hear me? And if you can, please, your name and where you are. Yes, I'm talking to you. You sound as if you are in a tunnel somewhere with water underneath. Can you hear me?
Director, I can hear you.
Yes.
Good evening, Director.
Good evening, my dear brother, but your line is not very clear. It's okay now. What is your name and where are you calling from?
Director, my name is I'm part of the Director.
You're calling us from Abuja, my dear brother. Your line is not very clear at all. It is not very clear, not one bit. Please, I expect you to try and call us back. Our lines are open, +44208133996. And people are calling us everywhere. Engineer is holding a microphone here. But he will speak very, very shortly. We are on the line. This is Radio Biafra. Give us your name and where you are. The caller on the phone.
Yes, Director. Good evening.
Good evening, my dear brother.
I'm calling. Yeah, this is Uzoma Amaze.
Yes, Uzoma. Yes.
Yeah, I'm calling from the heart of Nicosia, Northern Cyprus.
You're calling from Nicosia in Northern Cyprus. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Please. Yes, go ahead.
The one that called with the number that ended 9114.
That is correct.
Actually, it was my fault. It's from network.
It's the network, is it? Okay. My apologies to you, please.
Yeah.
I thought is this Hausa people answering to Biafra.
I just want to thank you for a good work you have been doing. Especially for the past 4 days now, we experienced a kind of difficulty in listening to Radio Biafra.
That is correct.
We believe is as a result of the bad wagons that doesn't want to see the reality
that is correct. That is correct, yes.
I pray that may Tukwa Diama punish them and their family.
He said,
because they can never succeed.
I'm
very, very grateful to you because you provide many alternatives for us to listen to Radio Biafra. Only one aspect of it is being attacked because I found out that the Radio Biafra.co, that's the one that they majorly touched. So we that we use the the IPOB,
yes,
and other means to listen to Radio Biafra. So I'm very, very happy for what you have been doing.
Thank you.
Actually, my own conclusion here, I've been in this country for the past 6 months with the help of my brother, Oguago Chinedu, the one that's from Ibuku, it's from another state. Most of the Biafras that we have here, we like to say that majority of them are Zombi. That is, they come from the heart of Zombi, which is the zoo.
Yes.
Those people that have not seen the eastern part of Nigeria before, and majority of them are students also. So what I've been doing with the help of that, my brother, we are trying to go to, most of them are students. So we are trying to do our best in order to get them together, especially the core Biafra, the ones that knows what Biafra is all about. So we are trying to coordinate ourselves here. So what I'm trying to say is that very soon we'll be hearing from Northern Cyprus. That is Radio Biafra Chapter, Northern Cyprus. We'll be hearing from us very soon after we have formed our organization here for our own contribution. Then another aspect I just want to thank you is the way you expose our corrupt leader. Before, I don't listen to Radio Biafra. It's one of my friends that's based in Dubai. He's the one that introduced me to Radio Biafra. Ever since then, I've been trying my best. In fact, in part of my life, immediately I just come back from school, I don't listen to any other radio. I don't listen to any other thing apart from Radio Biafra, especially when it's correct. So the issue of the Zombi, the chief Zombi of we have our governors, T.A. Audit. In fact, whenever I see what is happening in Aba, I feel like crying. People are perishing. Director, if there's any way you can coordinate people to march to the government house, to go to my here, if it's possible to destroy that government house and remove that man from there, I may be the greatest person. Because Aba is perishing. The Japan of Africa we used to know before is no longer there again. People are perishing. Nothing is moving in Abia State again. I'm not talking of Imo State. Hello, Director, are you hearing me?
Oh, the world is listening to you. Go ahead.
In fact, I'm very, very annoyed. Whenever I sit together with my brother Chile, we feel like I don't know how to express it. Aba is rotting. People should come to the aid of people that are in Aba. They are dying. Nothing is moving. Then you can see what is happening. Even our son brother that we trust, the former governor of Anambra State, Peter Obi, who returned from the party that we, the Igbos, from left, Abda to PDP. For what reason? In order to campaign for who? For good luck? That has done what? In fact, the letter, one thing I like is the way you expose them. God will continue blessing. Do not hide anything from them. Whoever wanted that dog batting, make sure you expose that person. And Chukwudiam will follow that person and his direct because he's going for his personal interest, right? That's why he doesn't want to confuse the evils so that they will not know their rights again. That's what everybody has known what is happening in Nigeria. The next one thing I promise you is that come 2015, Biafra is going to be a reality. Just be strong in whatever you are doing and determine. Did you know what I'm saying?
Of course, what you're saying, my dear brother, is entirely correct, and I accept it in good faith that Biafra is going to come, and come it shall, as quickly as possible it will come. When, or the precise date itself, we don't know, but we know that very, very soon the world will understand how serious we are. Because we are very, very serious, believe you me. This is Radio Biafra. Engineer, if I keep on taking calls here, we will be here till next year. Please say something I want to say. And also, our national is here. So also is our coordinator in Austin, Texas, here also. You know, Texas is as big as West Africa. This place is massive. Very, very massive. It's as big as the country itself. We are here in this very place. We must be able to take calls from our people wherever they are. We must take their calls. We have somebody on the line. This very person, please, your name and where you are. We are Radio Biafra.
My name is Obidio Bienu. I am calling from Los Angeles.
My dear brother, you're welcome to this very fine program today. The whole humanity is listening, and they know who you are already because your voice is so distinct that we make out who you are once you speak. This is the platform for all the children of the Most High God, Chukwa Biama. We are called Biafrans all over the world, and we are listening. Please go ahead.
Thank you so much, Director, and welcome to United States of America.
Thank you.
I want to start by giving honor to whom honor is due, the Most High Chukwa Biama, for what he started. And I'm pretty convinced in my heart that this noble project is all the idea of our Most High Chukwa Biama. And he selected you to direct us or lead us into our land. I just want to say thank you. Like I always tell you, I'm not able to thank you enough. I also want to thank our brothers over there with you, starting from our the national rep, Mazi Irania. I'm sorry that I have to call in to keep you on hold one more time. And Martin Chilobe. And the last but not least, the least is Amaze Ikewananeni, our national coordinator, who is doing marvelously well in this project. Thank you so much, my brothers. And thank you for anybody that is part of this broadcast this morning. I may have not had your name this morning, but I just want to thank you for posting our director. I just want to thank Biafrans all over the world, wherever you are. And when I say Biafrans, I mean Biafrans who are not relenting in this project. I want to thank Uchime Fourth. I want to thank our barrister, Barrister Imam Mason, and Biafrans in Holy Land, Biafrans in the land, or rather, Rita and Bogo and the host of them, Ike Chukwe Nyago. I want to thank you guys for what you're doing for your people. I just want to make this call for all Biafrans who are listening right now. I don't know why we despair sometimes when director is not on the radio. I think Uche is doing wonderfully well when director is absent. And he's not absent. He just want to take a break or do something that is important for this project. What I do want to chip in this morning is wherever you are, I will keep asking you to do what you are required to do. Any other thing. If you want this miracle to happen, just do what you're told to do. Everybody play their role, and Biafra will surely come. And for distractors, all those Ananias and Sapphira that caused this radio, because you have seen what is going on, and you want to keep up some of those monies that you sold. You want to hide some money. You want to wait and see what's going on before you make your contributions. Nobody forced you to come out. Nobody asked you to come. Therefore, it's important that you do the right thing. Otherwise, those men that took out Ananias and Sapphira, it's right here to pick you up. You don't have to call this radio if you're not interested in what we're doing. You don't have to make promises if you are not interested or if you cannot keep up with it, because you're making promises with the lives of over 3.5 million that passed away and the counting. So I encourage you wherever you are, everybody do your best as we follow and see the restoration of Biafra come the soonest time. Thank you again, Director, and welcome to the United States. Thank you, my brother.
Thank you very much, my brother. Thank you, Bide Bienu. One of us here in the USA. This is Radio Biafra. We are transmitting live and direct to everywhere this world ends, because every time zone, every continent, in every country, as long as you have Biafrans, you will have those listening to Radio Biafra. We are back despite all the attacks, despite all the minor setbacks. We are here to continue this ceaseless message that we bring to our people in truth and honesty. This is Radio Biafra. Once again, if you're joining us, I'm Nnamdi Kanu, the host and its director. And of course, our people are also here with me. I will now go to Engineer Ranya to continue what he's saying. Engineer, please go ahead.
Thank you, Director, and I appreciate the opportunity you've given me to, say something. Well, from the news, Director, there were five major news items there. About the selling of arms, not selling arms to the zoo, APC governor spending $500 million on Hajj, the very, very decrepit military running away and burning down armored cars, Arewa insisting that it is their turn to rule, and then, of course, the stupidity of that imbecile occupying the government house in Abia State. But I don't want to dwell on any of them except the one that has to do with the reason why the USA is not supplying arms to the zoo. I don't call them zoo anyway. I call them their right name, which is the Islamic Republic of Nigeria. It is a good news that they are not selling arms, but the reason they are giving to me is very annoying. Director, the ambassador said they are not sending arms to the Islamic Republic of Nigeria because of human rights abuses, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Now.
Of course, that is what the man said.
Okay,
those are his words, not our own. We will not sell arms to the zoo called Nigeria because of human rights abuses. That's what they said. So you're right. Go ahead.
Yes. So my question is, when you say human rights abuses, when was this committed, and
against
to how
Boko
many,
Haram,
and to how many people on the Boko Haram? Where I'm getting at is between 1966. I don't want to go back to 1945. I don't want to go to June 22nd, 1945. But between 1966 and 1970, even if I'm to go with our conservative estimate, or not going with the Barry Simon Mays' own figures, but our own conservative estimate, we're talking about 3.5 million. Many of them abused, many of them violated, bombs were thrown in marketplaces, in hospitals. Are those not human beings? As we speak, Director, we have, I think Director called him either the third or the fourth most influential person in the Islamic Republic of Nigeria.
Lamido Sanusi, Lamido Lesamiso, Lamido, whatever his name is.
Yes.
The emir of Kano.
Yes.
Killer and terrorist.
Yes, he is sitting down there as the emir of Kano. And this is the man that decapitated. This is the man that cut off superintended the cutting off of Gideon Akaluka's head. That is aside. In Nyanya, in Yola, in so many places, we have had bombing. We have had killings. The Islamic Republic of Nigeria police, aided and abetted by Peter Obi, killed Biafrans and dumped them in a zoo river. And this N Whistle, or whatever his name is talking about human rights abuse on Boko Haram. I don't get it. Does it mean that some lives are more important than the other? So it is human rights abuse when Boko Harams are killed, but it's not human rights abuse when Biafrans are killed in their millions. It is very, very annoying. like I said, I am happy that they did not sell arms to the Islamic Republic of Nigeria, but giving that reason to me is belittling of the sanctity of the lives of Biafrans. Director, I will quickly go to the 3 points that I have here. Number one, I want to express my appreciation to the indigenous people of Biafra in Malaysia for spreading the gospel of restoration of Biafra through music. I want to thank Elisha Michael and Obilo Anthony and all the good people of Biafra, the hardcore, diehard Biafrans in Malaysia. Now I know why director says that Malaysians are dear to him. I thank you all. Director, I want to also say that after the atonement, that a lot of things have been found out. Many and many more saboteurs and agents of darkness have revealed themselves. Even right here in the United States. Even right here in Texas. In Dallas. They know themselves. I don't want to call their names. But they know themselves. And I'm sure they are listening. Those in Dallas that the devil is using, they know themselves. Director, finally, I will also want to caution our people, especially those who genuinely have been doing a good job trying to propagate or do things that will help us towards the direction of restoring Biafra. I would like to caution, there is nothing that you are doing for Biafra that will be too much. And like I said in the broadcast yesterday, we have a proverb in Igbo that says, in other words, if you show appreciation to somebody who has, you know, done something good for you, the person will be willing to do more. And that's exactly what director has been doing. That's what exactly what Ucheme 4 has been doing. But the downside of it is that some of us cannot handle praises. Some of us cannot handle being eulogized. Unfortunately, that has gone into the heads of some of us. And right now, it has driven them even into the point of working with our enemies. Those who I'm talking about, they know themselves. I advise and I caution, please, whatever it is, try to stay humble, try to stay dedicated, and try to stay focused. Let not the praises, let not the eulogy that's, you know, is attached to your name get into your head to the point that you begin to equate yourself with God. You see yourself as a demigod or your group as a demigod that we can do without. Biafra is bigger than you. Biafra is bigger than that your group that you think you are formidable. And lastly, Director, I'm sure, Director, you recall that a couple of weeks back, as a matter of fact, I remember very well that day, I called from my office and I gave information ahead of time to a New York thug. I said, I am not going to call his name. He knows who he is. The New York thug. I am giving you an information now.
I'm around. Never go.
Director, it's not just the director. Director will be there live on Tuesday. Get your squad. Get your assassination squad. Get your snipers. On Tuesday, you are going to see director live. If you don't show up, then you are a coward. You know who you are. The New York thug. Director is coming live on Tuesday in New York.
I'll be there.
And we'll know who is who.
Of course.
Thank you, Director. I stand by.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. You know, some people are just cowards. Cowards. And your jaw, have come. I say, I am without fear before my enemies. Wherever I find them, I will go there. They say that in New York, so I will go to New York to see them.
I want to see them. Diara. The caller on the line, can you hear me? This is Radio Biafra.
Is it me, Director?
Yes, I'm talking to you. This is Radio Biafra, and the whole world is listening. Please, your name and where you are, if you may.
Oh, hello, Director. This is Vicky Arundo, calling from upstate New York. And I come from Mbosi in Isialangwa, in Biafra land.
Isialangwa, thank you and very much. Thank you very much, my sister. Go ahead.
You're welcome, Director. I just want to say welcome to the U.S. And we are glad that you have come to help to open the eyes of our people, especially those in the U.S., because they think that because they are having it, some of them are having it good here, so they think it doesn't matter what happens at home. And because they have property in Abuja and Lagos, they think maybe losing such things will be the end of the world for them.
Yes.
But we praise God for the job that you're doing.
Thank you.
Some of us are secret supporters anyway. You just have to know that.
I know.
But this morning I was glad when I heard the interview, the new one you gave to Mark and Terry Paulson.
Okay.
And it's always brilliant.
Thank
we
you.
Say God be with you and continue to help you and bless you wherever you go and, you know, try to lift up the plight of the Biafrans all over the world.
Thank you.
Just know that we salute you and we commend your great courage and all the great work you're doing for your people. You know, God knows and all of us know. And you know, at the end, when Biafra is restored, that's when you, Director, will know that you have done something. Not just you, but Engineer Iruanya, who's there with you, and Bromano Nenyi, and Mr. Martin, and the other ones who are there with you, and all over the world. The Malaysians.
They are formidable.
I couldn't stop hearing the music. You know,
formidable.
Mentioning the names of some of the people doing something. God bless you, Director. God
Thank
bless you.
You. And you
the
too, my sister.
Will come.
It will come yes. In truth and honesty. And I will be in New York.
See you in New York.
I'm coming there. I will be in New York. Who is the idiot? I will be in New York. And there I will preach this very gospel. This same message of truth that we are indefatigable. We never stop. We continue going. Man did not ask me to come. Only God did. Chukwu Abiama asked me to come, not man. Therefore, I am not afraid of anything born by a woman or born by a dog or Hausa Fulani idiot for that matter. I confront my enemies and I defeat them. Everybody we have come across, we have defeated. I have come to America. Kezie Bununo, where are you people? I can't see them. I am in Houston, Texas. The number to contact us is here. +1 301 455 0460. I'm Nnamdi Kanu, and this is Radio Biafra. The barrister is with me. Barrister Mamezu has kindly joined me. The only eminent barrister I know in my life. I hear about barristers and solicitors, but this is the only one that is eminent enough for me to have anything to do with. His name is Mamezu from Owerri. Barrister, they said Owerri is a fake creation. There is nobody called Owerri, but we'll go into that later on. But he has joined us from London via his own secure line, Barrister. In fact, Obama's wife and children, they're also listening. Barrister, everybody listens to us. FBI, CIA, everybody is listening. This is compulsive listening, cult followership radio, Biafra all over the world. If people don't listen, they fall sick. Oh, when they admit to no law, because they've not listened to us for a few days. They are sick in the hospital with drip. But now they're waking up. Barrister, the whole world is listening. Please go ahead.
Yes, thank you, Director, for all the good impressions. And, of course, I remain steadfast here on Radio Biafra and the struggle for Biafra. I had the voice of my best man, Obidi Obienu. He's one of the guys I like to hear his voice from the States. He's our own personal person. And he's somebody that I always respect whenever he he came on air to speak for his support of Radio Biafra. Good evening once again, Biafrans. Wherever you are, we always ask for your listenership and all the support you give to us. We hope and pray that Kuku Abiyama will definitely sustain us and give us the encouragement, regardless of all the hardship that is coming before us, all the problems that are confronting us. We pray that Kuku Abiyama himself will remove all the problems and make our ways smooth so that we will arrive at our destined destination. We hope so, Kuku Abiyama. I pray. Director, I have a problem with this wasteful idea of we're not selling arms to the zoo and not the rest of it. But it's the same guy who is telling the zoo that we are the America have no plan. 2015, Americans told us 5 or 6 years ago that the zoo will not exist. When they confronted his ambassador to Nigeria, he denied flatly there's nothing like that. And then he's telling us they're not selling arms to the cause. You see, those who support Boko Haram infinitely are saying that the military are abusing APC. That is not true. The military are fighting Boko Haram that are killing our people. And now you see how the Hausas behave the way they do things. They turn around and say that it's now abuses. How can that be abuses? The Boko Haram Fulani Haram are cutting people's neck, killing them, capturing the army, instead of them to put them or lock them up, they take their heads off. Now, when the military see them and dealt with them, Americans are crying foul that they are now human rights abuses. It's not true. If that is the case, why are they there supporting the regime of the zoo? Why can't they say, right, it's about time for the Biafrans to emerge? Why are they telling us something? Remember the other guy who was ambassador before and now telling us after listening to Radio Biafra that, yes, the problem we have today is because of Lugard, because they thought we would never come across all this information. They thought that everybody will go home. Yes, one Nigeria, 22 individuals, and the rest are suffering and dying every day. Our people are not going to school. They are not graduating. But Hausa Fulani Boko Haram have been sent to all different universities in the whole world, sponsoring them with Biafran oil money, and we'll keep quiet. If the Americans cannot help us, they should stop talking. We don't want them giving news. Indeed, they want to talk, let them be realistic in whatever they say. Let them be honest and straightforward. They're not dancing through words and telling us one thing today and the next another. Everybody look onto America. The person who is looked upon, and if you're not behaving accordingly, people will start disregarding you and they start overlooking you. If America cannot do as they are being looked up upon, they should stop talking, because we look up to them. They told us that they wanted to help us during Nigerian Biafra War. We are waiting to see it now. Britain told you not to help the Biafra, to allow 5.2 million to die. Now, another 2 point something or 5 point something is about to die. What will America do? You're not sending ammunition to the zoo. What are you doing for Biafrans? That's the question I want to ask. Telling us this tomorrow, the next day, a different story. Biafra is going home. We either we die going home, or we stay and allow the zoo to carry on killing us. That's the choices we have. But if you ask me, it's only one choice. Biafra must come, or we all die. Director, I've been very busy with Uche before, trying to fix one or two things. That's what delayed me in coming forward. I'm still listening. Me and Uche Mefo, we are here. I'm going listening to what is going on. Let me stop so far, because I need to know what Uche Mefo is doing. Good evening.
Good evening, Barrister, and thank you very much for that. Thank you. This is Radio Biafra. Our people are everywhere. They want to speak to us, and they must speak to us. Regardless of where you are on the face of this planet, this is Radio Biafra. We are coming to you live and direct from Houston here in Texas. Our people are calling us from all over the world, from the east to the west, north to the south, and I am here surrounded by the cream
of Biafra agitation here in the USA. They are here with me, and I will go to them to speak to you. Heard from engineer, and I shall go to others in a short while. The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
I can hear you. Good evening.
Good afternoon from Houston, Texas. Please go ahead. Your name and where you are. The caller on the phone also remain. Please go ahead. The caller from Amsterdam, I believe. Go ahead.
Yeah, my name is Ojimba. I'm calling from Amsterdam.
Amsterdam, thank you very
from
much.
State, I'm from Imo State in Biafra land. I'm the coordinator of Amsterdam. I'm trying to say for what I hear for the comment of the people that say if you cross to the New York, they're going to come out and show their arm and their powers. But all these people, they will try to know something I want to let them to know this night is that man can only come life once and can only die once. And they can never come out and spoil what God established. Wherever they come, they will, all of them will die and perish. And they will know one thing that God is with you. And the God has raised you. And no man born by woman can stop you except God. Any plan they have, that will go down with it. That is what I want to say, my Ebene Chairman. And I'll use this opportunity to thank your wife. She's a very nice woman because I said going up and down every day is there, dealing with you. I'm so much happy. And whenever I get to home, kiss her for me. I'm so happy. And at the same time, we are trying to make up our defense fund. And they are trying, our Air Force in Amsterdam, all of them are stubborn. They don't want to come out because they don't want to lose their properties they have. But I will show them that with those properties, you must lose. Whether they like it or not, Biafra is there already. That is everything I have to contribute this night, my director.
Thank you. Good night,
and God bless you.
Thank you very much, and God bless you too, my dear brother. All the calls this evening are A-class, quality calls. I'm going to the line. This is calling us from the USA. I presume your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra. The caller with the number ending. Yes, please. Your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra.
Hello. Good evening. Good evening, sir.
Good evening, my dear brother. Please, your name. Confirm your name and where you are.
Okay, sir. My name is Dochan Owe. I'm calling from Denmark.
From Denmark. Thank you very much. Please go ahead.
Okay, sir. Okay, so I'm the one. Last time we come to Mamo, we are together.
But
I can't explain it to you. Yeah, I just want to appreciate the good work you are doing, you know. Thank all the our people in America and Ilana, one of our brother there. We appreciate the good work. Director, I just want to let you know that these people never had their voice. A lot of people are sick.
I know.
Maybe they never told you. They are sick already.
They told me. More than any, our national here told me.
Everyone knows who came and 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 came. So, everyone here, man.
They are coming out. They are being discharged today. We are discharging them between now and in the morning. All discharged.
People are so sick. They don't want to explain. Even if most of us, when they see this, what's going on? Even myself, when I'm talking to you, and when I hear that voice, and I begin to tell my people that I'm happy today. They ask, even my wife, I tell my wife I'm happy. That's good. They don't know why I'm happy. I tell my wife that my director is online, or is the one, they don't know the okay, thank you, sir. I just want to appreciate your good work, sir.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you.
Okay, I do not
bless you. Thank you very much, our dear brother. Thank you very, very much. Our people are here. They're all over the place. They are calling from all around the world. We must make sure that everybody speaks their opinion. That is why Radio Biafra is different. That is why we are exceptional. And that is why we are formidable. We are doing all we can to ensure that Biafra comes in truth and honesty without any prevarication, without any retreat and no surrender. Biafra will come in truth and honesty. Please go ahead, my dear brother. Go ahead. It's off, isn't it? Your microphone is off, please. Yeah.
It's on.
No, it's not on. It's off. Yes, it's on now.
Okay. Okay, good. Thank you very much, Director. This is Chilobe Martin again, the Austin, Texas coordinator. You know, here we're all here in Houston after a very important meeting. Director, when you were going through the news, you did read something about Atiku. And for those who don't know, I'm from Nnewi, and Nnewi is in the heartland of Biafra, of course. I wonder how many of us Biafrans ever wonder where Atiku got his money to be able to put this fancy school together. You know, because our people don't think. What was Atiku's profession? Wasn't he the custom guy, right? Okay. Now, of course, he went on to be the vice president of the zoo. Now, are you telling me that he built this school based on his salary as when he was working for the customs, combined with the salaries that he received as the vice president? Is that how he put the money together to now go and build this school? Of course not. It's looting. They steal our lives. That's what our people, Biafrans, you must understand this, because when these people steal all this money, that's the money they are taking, not just the money that you should be earning, you know, working for a productive future. They're also taking the money that you need in order to take care of our parents that are at home. Okay, our parents are aging. Some of them are no longer able to see clearly because of aging. Even there's no facility to even have the commonest of care, even to remove cataracts from their eyes so that they can see. We have no facility. Governor after governor, president after president, head of state after head of state, they simply plunder, they loot, they empty the treasury, all for their own good. Let me remind people that when Governor Obiano took over the state of Anambra, immediately afterwards, at his first estimate, that over 1 trillion naira was missing from the Anambra treasury. Over 1 trillion naira. Now convert that to dollars. You are looking at over $6 billion just for one man. It disappeared into thin air. That was just his initial estimate. We don't know the total yet. So somebody went in, instead of providing health facilities where my mother can go and get medical checkups, where people who are sick can go and get health care, instead of providing the way to process trash, to deal with trash being generated in Anambra State, all those are lacking. There's no planning. People really need to understand certain things. It's not that when you elect somebody and he goes in and build a piece of a road that is not even up to 3 inches in thickness that goes away as soon as the rainy season comes along, you think that the person has now done something. No, you need to bring your eyes down to the ground. There's not one city in that state, in Anambra State, nor is any city in that whole zoo planned. Peter Obi could have done that in Anambra State. It's called city planning, so that you're able to now provide utilities after you have planned the city. He could have had a plan on how we deal with the garbage that we generate. He didn't do that. He could have made sure that there's running water. He didn't do that. And roads, where are these roads? Our people must begin to be able to analyze situations. At Obiano's initial estimate, over $6 billion. For how long can Peter be guaranteed to live? At the expense of the rest of us. People must have one must not be under any illusion. We are determined to get Biafra. Even if in the end, and it happens to be just myself, Nnamdi Kanu, Nwano Nenyi, Iruanya, Obiano, and the rest of the few willing, we will go and get Biafra. But one thing is certain, and one must not be under any illusions. If you don't know your history, and we try to tell you your history, and you refuse it, you don't know your history, we try to tell you so you can celebrate it, and you decline. We ask for your support so we can now go and get and build a future for our people, our children, that are all scattered all over the planet, and you decline. I'm sorry, but in so doing, you have forfeited your right to even enjoy it when it comes. Because it will come, or we are all dead. Here's another thing. For these people that are being reluctant, for whatever reason, and you are entitled to your own reasons, But you must be under no illusions. If we fail to get Biafra, because we are determined to initiate something to get our independence back. So if we start, and because of your lack of support, we all perish, so are you. You also perish because you won't touch that land anymore. You won't even go there anymore because it will be overrun by our enemies. They will occupy it, and you remain in perpetuity outside the Biafra land. You can no longer go and visit, and they wouldn't even allow your dead body to come in and be buried there. So our people need to begin to think. We all do. And the princess that called from New York, please, New York people, as director comes there, all of you need to come out. Tell everyone, tell each other, tell your friends, your families, and friends of friends. Let everyone know that he's on his way to New York, so that when he comes there, all of you will come out and support our efforts. Support him. Make sure that that his visit to New York becomes very, very productive. It's important. Now, as for the Superman that is that says he's gonna raise hell and I don't know, maybe convert the planet into the put on a fifth pole or something. It's okay, no problem. We'll deal with issues when they come. So
we'll wait and see.
Oh yeah, I mean,
there's no need. We are here.
But one must know something, because people say, "Oh, Nnamdi is loud," or "He's this," "He's that." I laugh, because if you only knew. For some of you, for some of the people that are killing, that have killed many of our people, you are still walking around today because Nnamdi refuses to let us take certain actions. You must not be mistaken. You shouldn't. No one should. If it wasn't for his cooler head, a lot of murderers, mass murderers that we have in Biafra land wouldn't even be walking around today. Don't think that because you're in a motorcade or you do this or you do that, that somehow you've become invincible. No, sir, that's not the case at all.
We
all have diverse experiences. You have to thank the director very, very much. In fact, we had the fight this morning. He said no to certain things. We didn't come here to drink coffee and have wine and dine and be, no. There are things that we need to do. We know what it's entailed in fighting to get your freedom. Look at the history of the rest of the countries who did so. Ours is not going to be any exception. You have him to thank, because in the end, we are yielded once again. And for those of you that have missed him so much, of course, including my wife, director, you need to talk to her later.
I will. I'll do that. She's gonna find later.
Yeah. Well, you know, as the proverb goes, "Betano, betano, no kwa na ho nama." You have to sometimes really acquiesce to the director having some rest. Let him rest sometimes, because it's only him. I mean, he's only one person. So a lot of us, we also need to come up and participate in hosting these shows, because he just can't be. He needs some rest. I thank his wife very much for letting us borrow him and use him, abuse him in the process as well. And so far, she's been steadfast. And I only Chukwu Abiyama can thank you enough. We love you, even though we haven't seen you, but we do love you. I urge people to really, truly support what we are doing, because that is the only way we can get. We have to minimize the cost. The more of us that come out towards this movement, then the less the cost. And I'm talking cost in terms of sweat and blood. We're not just talking about, because we're not here to cower jitaoji. Okay? You don't look at history. Look at history. So I'm going to stop here, director, because I know lots of people are coming. I will hand over to one on any here. And I thank all the people that are working for Biafra, for our country, because that is what is expected of us. That's what we need to do. And we can only pray that Chukwu Abiyama continues to guide and channel his energy, his vision towards us, and tender even our anger with mercy, that in the end we will prevail. Because in the end, all honor, all praise, all glory is due to Chukwu Abiyama and no one else.
You see? Thank you. Thank you very, very much. I will go to our national here in the USA, but there are too many calls everywhere. Let's try and pick some of them. The caller on the phone, oh, sorry, on Skype, I think. Can you hear me? The one on Skype, can you hear me? The first one? The caller on Radio Biafra on Skype, can you hear me?
Yeah, hello. Director.
Yes, please. Give us your name and where you are, if you may.
Director, can you hear me?
I can hear you loud and very, very clear.
Yes, sir, I can hear you, Director. Yeah. Okay. My name is Celestine Okeke. I'm calling from Japan. Good morning, Director.
Good morning.
Director, I must thank you so much. I don't want to waste much time.
Yes, go ahead.
You know, we in Japan, the Biafra in Japan are really waiting for you. And there's a thing that happened during the advancement of Christian in the world. You know, in Asia, it was difficult for them to penetrate. I think it is a challenge for Radio Biafra to be here in Japan, to be able to penetrate Japan and preach the gospel.
Yes, I'm coming there. I'm coming to Japan. Be rest assured.
Yeah, yeah. We are working hard, and we really need to get the date so that we'll be able to book our horse and every other thing. The other time we booked and we canceled, and we, you know how it is here in Japan. You have to book in 3 months in advance in anything you are doing here. But we have been pleading with them to give us. We are going to get dates to give to them.
I think I have given this date. I gave a date to my secretary to communicate to our people in Japan. Obioma Ebere is my principal private secretary. I gave him a date to communicate to you people in November, because there are some things that will need to be sorted out this very month. Some things we need to put in place. Once I finish doing that, upon my return to Europe, I will head straight to Japan. I've made that very clear. I also will go to China. As a matter of fact, I owe them a visit. I need to go to Hong Kong. There are a few other places I will need to go to. And if need be, I may return to Indonesia to tidy up some of the few things. I did promise them I was going to come back to tidy up. So I will be in Japan, the land of the rising sun, as we are. Obioma Ebere has a date. I've given you people a date. In November, I'll be there.
Thank you, Director. Thank you so much. Just keeping on. We are doing our best over here. And rest assured, we are not going to relent. Thank you so much, and God bless you.
Thank you very much, Madam Brother, and God bless you too. Thank you very, very much. We are now going to go to our U.S. national here, who is Ikenemono Nenyi, to please address the wonderful people of Biafra, because they are the ones hosting us today. Go ahead.
Yes, my name is Ikenemono Nenyi, from Baheza Aji in Oru local government and Imo State, Biafra land. I live in Los Angeles. I'm the U.S. national coordinator. I thank you all, Biafrans. I want to use this opportunity to inform my brothers and sisters in New York to try as much as they can to make themselves available for directors coming at New York. You know, people in the name of David Ezekwesili, Ulochukwu Okoli, Obara Chima, Solomon Okonkwo, Archbishop Nicodemus, and Odia Ahiwe Okosa. And also Eusebius and Precious Osuji. Please, I'm appealing you to try as much as you can to make yourself available. I know it's a very short notice, but we had some things to take care of here, an emergency meeting. So try and be around when the director comes. I will also use this opportunity to remind all Biafrans in the U.S. Regarding the Biafran Restoration Fund. This fund is the key to carry out the Stage 2. We are in Stage 2 right now, and we need this fund. It's still ongoing, and I thank all the people who have already contributed. And we need more people to contribute. Like it is, $500 is for any person who is 18 years of age or above. Principals are supposed to contribute $1,000, and their spouse or their wife or fiancés also $500, which means a principal who is married supposed to contribute $1,500. Most of them have done that, but some of them, we haven't got anything from their spouse. Okay, please, I'm appealing to you to do that, because this is the key for Biafran restoration in this stage two. We need it and need it ASAP. Also, for the fact that we are having so many zones coming in, I will use this opportunity to at least indicate some of the principles which we go by in Radio Biafra and in restoration. I'll also use this opportunity, if I may, Director, to read out the Biafran Freedom Fighting Code, the Creed of Brotherhood, again. You know, this will give information to the new coordinators who are coming in. Okay, the Creed of Brotherhood, number one is you must be without fear in the face of your enemies. Number one, you must be without fear in the face of your enemies. Number two, you must be brave and upright that God may love thee. You must be brave and upright that God may love thee. Number three, you will speak the truth always, even if it leads to your death. You will speak the truth always, even if it leads to your death. Number four, you will safeguard the helpless and do no wrong. You will safeguard the helpless and do no wrong. And also, all the new zonal coordinators coming in and the officers, they should know that all we're doing is a voluntary work. After stage three, everybody's going to resign. And whoever has knowledge in politics, in ruling and guiding people and all whatnot, you know, will be vetted in and they'll be voted in. So all we're doing is a voluntary thing. There's no promises for anybody, for any zonal coordinator, you know, to get any position in the new Biafra. There's no promises. It's a volunteer work. The only thing you're going to have is their name is going to be immortalized. And also, you'll be among those who is going to sit down and vet people who are going to run. If you have knowledge of politics, then you can, you know, campaign. And if you have voted in, then, you know, you become one. Okay, so that is going to be so that you guys will know that. And also, right now we are looking for news anchors or presenters. These are people who are going to relieve director, so that when he goes to some of this important meeting, which we just have, you know, somebody can help the editorial board, you know, to present the news. And it can be done anywhere in U.S., in any part of the world. But basically in U.S. here, we need people who can be able to present the news, you know, so that they can help us and relieve the load we have, you know, with the news. And also give the director more leeway to go to all these important meetings, which is going to be coming on very, very soon. And also, at this stage, we really need loyalty. Loyalty is very, very important. We are going into the very critical stage of stage two. Okay, loyalty from every principal, zonal coordinators, their officers, you know, we need very, very strong loyalty. We cannot tolerate cliques. We cannot tolerate cliques. If there is any problem with any zone in U.S., I would like to hear or know about it. We can work out some modalities. If the zone needs to be broken up, you know, we'll do that. We can have several zones in a city. For example, now in New York, we have two zones in New York. We have one in Brooklyn, and we have one in Bronx. So we need people to be obedient and also answer to the call when they are called. And also, we know exactly what we are doing. When the director hasn't been presenting the news, some people will start jittering. Whenever you do not hear director, it means there are so many other things going on the ground which you don't know. And when they are mature, you hear it, you know. So things are going very well, and we know exactly what we are doing. And I will use this opportunity to thank all our zonal coordinators and all the officers who are making this a very welcome thing and fighting very hard to restore Biafra. Director, I'll stand by. Okay.
Thank you very much, and well spoken as well. Thank you very, very much. I was the voice of our national here in the USA, Kenawono Nenyi, who has been running or piloting the affairs of our people here credibly well. We thank him for all the work he's doing, and also the family in Los Angeles and his own private family as well. Even the wife is more fanatical about Biafra than he is, 10 times over. And that woman is immense, and we love her very dearly. This is Radio Biafra. Wherever you are, welcome. You will have those of them calling us, and our lines are open. We shall revert back to your calls. We shall take them because we are obliged to do so. That is the only thing righteous for us to do before heaven and before this very earth, is to take the calls of Biafra, because from there we learn. We also educate them in the process. Your name and where you are, the caller on the phone. This is Radio Biafra.
Good evening, my director.
Good evening, my dear brother.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Yes. Ichie.
Hey, Ichie, we have lost you. Ichie, try and call back. We have a caller on Skype. Can you hear me?
Hello?
Yes, please. Can you hear me? This is Radio Biafra. Your name and where you are?
Yes, I can hear you. Good evening, director. This is Precious Osuji calling from New York.
Precious Osuji from New York. Our ladies in New York are coming out now, and we are very, very pleased. Precious, you're welcome. The whole world is listening. We are live from Houston in Texas to the entirety of humanity. Please go ahead. We are listening.
Okay. Director, welcome to United States.
Thank you.
Director, when are you coming to New York? Let me know.
I'm coming to, I'll be broadcasting from New York day after tomorrow, to be precise. Day after tomorrow. When am I going to New York? Is day after tomorrow, is that correct? It's on Tuesday, isn't it? I'll be in New York on Tuesday. On Tuesday, I will be in New York. And hopefully, God willing, I will be able to have the unique privilege of sitting before Professor Innocent Odenigbo. It's something I look forward to. I have a new dress, a new shirt for that. Not dress. I'm a man, not a woman. I'm not Obama. Obama wears a dress sometimes in the evening. But not me. Thank you very much, my dear sister Doris. We are here in the USA to preach this very gospel, and I hope you'll be able to come out in New York when we are there.
Yeah, you'll be around on Wednesday, right?
On Wednesday, yes.
Okay, okay. I'll be happy to see you on Wednesday.
Wonderful. We'll be there. All those of you on overtime, because in America you work for 25 hours in a day. A day is made up of 24 hours, but I know we here in America work for 25 hours. Even as we are going, we are asking for extra shift and extra time. What we are asking you to do is to take some time off on Tuesday. Is that correct, engineer? On Tuesday, I will be in New York to broadcast this very gospel to our people there. I will preach this very gospel in New York on Tuesday.
Even on Wednesday, right? Because I will be around on Wednesday.
Yes, there's no problem. Also on Wednesday, there's no problem at all. Also on Wednesday, we'll be there. Tuesday and Wednesday, we'll be in New York preaching this very gospel.
Okay, thank you so much, and God bless you.
Thank you, my dear sister, and God bless you. Our people are coming out. New York is buzzing. They call it the Big Apple. We expect those of them there to have a very big heart as well, to come out and be able to hear this very wonderful gospel, because we preach it without fear before our enemies. We speak the truth all the time, that Chukwu Abiam may bear witness to what we do here on earth. We don't care. We are of good conduct. We are of good conduct. The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Yeah, yeah. You see, cheer, Okorafor, Michael Okorafor. Good evening, my director. I'm calling from Owerri.
From Owerri, and we are here in Houston, Texas. Please go ahead. Okorafor, go ahead.
Okay. Director, please, I want to pray for you and my in-law, Uchenefo, and all the rest of your team there.
Please go ahead. Go ahead.
May the Chukwu Abiama, the God, Chukwu Okike, Nnankekere Nigweke Owa, ya dị unu nwoke ọbụla, nwaanyị ọbụla, agbọghọbịa, okorobịa, nke na-achọ imebi ihe unu niile unu na-eme ndị Igbo. Chineke, ana m asị, mgbe onye ahụ na-adụ adụmadụ ahụ, Chineke, ọ bịa ma ekwela ka ọ gaa onye ahụ. Ihe aka m na-ekpe, Chineke nke pụrụ ime ihe niile, nna nke ebere, Chineke nke dị ndụ ebighị ebi, ana m asị, ụbọchị taa, nwoke ọbụla, nwaanyị ọbụla, okorobịa, agbọghọbịa, nke na-eti atụmatụ imegide ụnụ ụzọ ọhụrụ unu na-eje Chineke. Mgbe onye ahụ na-ebuli ihe ahụ, Chineke mee ebere ka ihe ahụ ọ planụ ebe unu nọ ka ihe ahụ laghachi ya, onye ahụ na ya na ezinụlọ ya niile. Ka m na-arịọ Chukwuobiama, ya na enu na ebere, ụzọ ọhụrụ unu na-aga, Chukwuobiama gara na-edu unu na-eje na-abata.
Ise, thank you very much for that. Thank you very, very much. This is Radio Biafra. We are grateful for your call. We are grateful for your prayer. We are grateful for all those who have been praying and offering prayers on our behalf. We cannot thank you enough. This is Radio Biafra once again. We are in Houston, in Texas. We are preaching this very gospel as we vowed to preach it every blessed day of our lives. As our national here in the USA said, if you don't hear from us, it doesn't mean that heaven has fallen down. It doesn't mean that. It means we are working very, very hard, tirelessly hard, to ensure that Biafra comes in truth and in all honesty. We have a caller on Skype. Can you hear me? The caller on Skype. Can you hear me? We have it. Yes, your name and where you are, please. This is Radio Biafra. Hello?
Okay, my name is Nnamdi Okaha, director. Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon from here in Texas. Go ahead.
Okay, my name is Nnamdi Okaha. I'm calling from Stockholm, Sweden.
From Stockholm, Sweden. Thank you very much. You're welcome to the program. Go ahead. The whole world is listening. Go ahead.
Oh, yeah, and do I can equal more? I say, may Chukwuobiama may continue to bless you.
He said,
2 days we are missing you, sir.
I know, but I'm back now. I'm back. I'm back with full force. I'm back.
Our blood now is already higher. We are higher again.
I can imagine.
So, well done, sir. May your journey to USA bring a good. Sir,
he say,
and you greet all the Biafrans over there, sir.
I'm doing
always
so.
Behind you, sir.
He say.
We continue to do what you teach us here, sir. Right on, sir.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you for that. Thank you very, very much. We are continuing to do our work. We are resolute. We are relentless. We are indefatigable. Very, very important to understand that. We never stop. We have Damian Elago on the line. Stay where you are. We have Uche Iwuchukwu as well, I presume, who has also come to us. Damian, stay where you are. Shall I come to you next? The caller who I presume is Uche Iwuchukwu. Can you hear me? If you can, please reconfirm your name. You could be another person. Who knows? Can you hear me? No. Damian, can you hear me? Who can hear me amongst the two of you?
Director, can hear you clearly.
Then please go ahead. Yes, go ahead.
Thank you, Director. I want to use this opportunity, Director, to thank you and thank the whole Biafrans worldwide.
Thank you.
Actually, when the second phase of this struggle, which every Biafran citizen, wherever they are supposed to know, that is a struggle in crucial. What I mean by that, regarding to defense fund, we have to do our possible wherever we are.
Elago, we cannot hear you very well. I don't understand why that is the case. You may have to call us back. We have a caller on the coordinator's line, Rapid Response 68, if I can remember that. Your name, please, and where you are. Can you hear me? Amazing, amazing. We have somebody called Uche Iwuchukwu. He is not listening. He is not paying attention. That is rather very, very sad. Elago, can you hear me?
Yeah, Darek.
Yes, go ahead. Elago, can you hear me?
Hear you clearly.
I don't know what is going on. Please continue.
Can you hear me, Director?
I can hear you. Go ahead.
Okay, thank you, Director. What I was saying before is this. Let every Biafran citizen, wherever they are, tighten up their belt concerning these defense forms. America calls it restoration form. It's very important. I was among the ones that always begged Director not to disappoint us. And Director assured us that he will never disappoint us. Rather, we will disappoint him. Please, Biafrans, wherever you are.
Elago, your line is unstable, extremely unstable. You may have to call us back. The caller on Skype, can you hear me? This is Radio Biafra.
Yes.
Yes, go ahead.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you loud and clear. Please go ahead. Your name and where you are.
Okay. Good evening, sir.
Good evening.
My name is Onyema Owaman. I'm calling from Switzerland.
From Switzerland. Please go ahead.
Yes. Director, I just want to thank God for your journey, Mercy. And also, I want to greet our Biafrans in the U.S. who is there with you.
Yes.
Also, Director, we miss you for a few days. We are really missing you because you are a professor. You teach us what we don't know. So it's like you are the doctor to all the whole Biafrans all over the world. We miss you a lot. We thank you a lot.
Thank you
for
much.
All your hard working.
Thank you. You're very kind.
It's not easy, Director.
I know.
May Chukwu Abiyama bless you and guide you, give you the wisdom and understanding.
He say.
Thank you, Director. Thank you. I don't have much to say. I just want to thank all the whole Biafrans all over the world, most those who is working under you and those coordinators all over the world. May God, Chukwu Abiyama, bless them and give them the knowledge and understanding.
He say, you are very kind and you have spoken exceedingly well. This is Radio Biafra. We must bring this program to an end because the time here now, if I'm not mistaken, is to 4 o'clock, isn't it? It's almost 4 p.m. in the evening. Is that correct? Yes. Almost 4 p.m. here. 4 p.m. in the evening is almost night time in my beloved country, Biafra land, and also in the UK. I'll try Elago one more time to see if his line has improved. Elago, can you hear me?
Yeah, Director, I can hear you.
Please go ahead.
Can you hear me, Director?
Yeah, I can hear you. Go ahead. Your line is very, very unstable. Go ahead.
Yeah, regards to the news you read concerning Theodore G., the Abia State Governor, of not paying the salary of the teachers. That reminds me, about 2 years I went to home. I met a friend in one of the secondary schools at Izuku Secondary School, Aba. In fact, when I was discussing with the principal, as he can be, in fact, you're supposed to see this man, how he was. He was only skeleton. He was only skeleton. When I asked him what happened, he told me for many months he have not been paid salary. I asked why can't you people protest? He says, how can they protest? If you protest, the governor has every angle, he has his agent. They will kidnap you and kill you immediately. And no one can come to your rescue. That was that. I met one of the traders in Aria Reaba and asked him, why is all this road being neglected? The work Mbakwe left and the Carlo. Oji Carlo took it and wasted everything. Then Oji came and said that he will do this and do that. What are you people doing, Aba? I thought Aba was one of the strongest areas that whenever they speak with one voice, every man and women come out in protest. He told me, Demi, that I want him and his family to be killed. That Todoji has bought all those people, all those Aba boys, all those who came out some time ago as Bakassi boys, he has bought them with cash and money so that whosoever talks against him, even if he's doing anything wrong, you have to be praising him. If he say anything against him, they will carry on. So that's the situation they saw themselves there in Abia State. No one can talk as far as Oj is there. No one can talk against him, even though if he is sleeping with your wife, no one will say a word. That's the situation they say themselves there. Then, this is our opportunity. I'm telling our brethren, wherever they are, this is our opportunity now. I was telling our people today in the meeting that for us actually to attract the restoration.
Hello? No, the line is unstable, Elagbe. We've gotten the main thrust of your message. We said we will not, even nurses are not being paid in Abia State as well, we are being told. Not just teachers, nurses are not getting paid in Abia State, in Abia hospitals. Nurses are not being paid. If you know this man, ask him to pay people. Ask him to pay nurses and teachers. We are not begging him. There should be a law to guard against people thieving and stealing teachers' salaries. That is how they make their names. That is how they say, oh, why don't, this thing, Biafra, you're doing, have you contacted Theodore Oji? Have you spoken to Okorocha? No, we have not. We will not speak to them. They are the ones killing us. It's like you're running away from Satan and you run into, you say you're avoiding evil. You run into the house of Satan. Then you'll be dead, isn't it? This is Radio Biafra. All of you still calling us. We must say we have drawn curtains on today's program. We shall reconvene again 2 a.m. No, 1 a.m. Hasn't the word. 1 a.m. Houston time. I shall be awake to present Radio Biafra morning program twice every blessed day. We promise you that's what we're going to do. We are here. We are back. Sometimes I do attend meetings, you see. That means that I may not be able to present our program the way it's intended. In that instance, UCMFO, my deputy will be able to do so, but I am going to make an exception. One last caller for today. The caller on the phone, your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra.
Hi, Director. This is Eustabius Ugo. I am one of the coordinators in New York.
Wonderful, and I'm coming to New York to see all of you.
So, Director, I welcome to the United States of America.
Thank you very much.
We are very happy to receive you here in the United States of America.
Thank you.
And we will be glad to see you on Tuesday as you are coming to New York. We are here in New York. Don't mind those who are talking rubbish, saying this and that. We are here in New York. Nothing's going to happen. We are here to...
I have come. You. I've come to see the,
we are
the
New
people.
And we are here. And we are... Let me tell those people that are talking rubbish. We are here in New York City waiting for you guys. Whatever you have, however you want it, we are here to... give you whatever you want. We are here to protect the director. Nothing will happen to the director as well as we are here. Director, we are here to receive you. So don't be afraid of any sort. We are here. Nothing's going to happen.
Afraid of who? I'm over going, you know, which afraid of who? Which bagger is that? I'm coming to New York. If Obama will let me, I'll go to the White House and tell him to his face that what he's doing is wrong.
Time,
simple.
I want to use this opportunity to invite all our dear friends, brothers and sisters who are here in New York and New Jersey that they should come massively on Tuesday so that they will come and receive director and hear the gospel of Biafra, which we've been preaching for long. This is the time for us to restore Biafra. So let every one of you come and participate in this restoration process so that we can get our land back. This is all I have to tell you this time around. Thank you, Director, and God bless you.
Thank you very much, my dear brother, and God bless all of you. The family in New York, we are coming. Our conquest of America continues unabated. Even those that listen under the bed, those of them, when they are going out pretending they are jogging, they are going out to listen to Radio Biafra via their portable devices. Now is the time for you to come out to boldly identify with your fellow countrymen and women, to come out in praise, in worship of the Most High God, Chukwu Abiama, that His goodness may prevail in our lives forever. And the only thing we want as justification for our unshakable faith and belief in the coming of the kingdom of God is that Biafra is sovereign, it is free. That's all we ask for. To all of you who have listened, thank you very much. God bless each and every one of you, and may God bless the friends of Biafra in Mark Eisler and also Terry Paulson, a very wonderful man. I know people in Indonesia are listening. The quality of our jersey, the Biafra jersey they gave me in Indonesia, is the best in the world. You know me, I don't mince words, I tell people the truth. The quality of the jersey from Indonesia is the best in the world. And our friends here, Mark Eisler and also Terry Paulson, they want Biafra jersey and t-shirts. So when they are going to important functions, they'll be wearing it. These are white people. I am going to give this very honorable commission to our own able national in Indonesia, Isaac Heze. It is your responsibility. You will prepare 4 jerseys, not t-shirts, because what they have in Indonesia is jersey. You will prepare it, the same one that you gave to me, the one that have, the one that has I Love Biafra in front of it. You prepare one, you put the name of Terry Paulson at the back of it and Mike Eisler. I will make sure that our people here, our rep here in Rania, sends you a message with the information we need on this very beautiful shirt. And then you will mail it to America and they will receive it here and they will give it to these our friends here. They are friends of Biafra. They are our rock and our entry into the important parts of the USA where we need to be in. They want our they ask for one, we'll give them 2. 1 red and 1 black. Very, very important. Very, very important, please. This is Radio Biafra, wherever you are. We thank you once again for having listened. We thank all of our friends here, those of them in America. And also, is Eunice, is that correct? The lady's name, Eunice? Eunice Mason as well, we thank. And my own brother and man after my own heart as well, Freddie Hunter, we are in your territory. We know you're listening. You and your very beautiful wife, we thank you. We are in your territory. We are in Texas. We, Biafrans all over the world, keep commending you for the tremendous work you are doing, the way you remember us in your prayers, the way you support us financially every month without fail. Freddie Hunter is a very good man. So also is the wife. We thank you. We are in your area. All the friends of Biafra who are in this very beautiful country that God also made, we ask for the same way that Biafra should come in truth and honesty, that we may go home and worship in truth and honesty. My name is Nnamdi Kanu. Once again, we thank you for having joined us today. And as always, this Biafra we have talked about is our religion. Here on Radio Biafra is where we worship, because Chukwu Abiama is our God. He will guide, bless, sustain, and keep each and every one of you and your families. But more importantly, this same Chukwu Abiama will bless Biafra. From me here in this very beautiful part of the world, very sunny Houston here in Texas, it is simply good afternoon. Oh.
hail Biafra. We shall.